and at GrewUp.net spoken voice media ad address in community public affairs concern attached to the controversies of the Williamson County, Texas jailhouse in Georgetown of a recent jail inmate detainment. What occurred must be taken into community view, especially in concern to the numerous news media accounts that surfaced 8 to 12 months prior to inmate detainments and how these news accounts drives an accusation of mismanaged jailhouse operations to a very serious level of involvements directly, not indirectly. Involved to a treasonous level in consideration of hate-based installment that is impulsing force driving mistrust policing policy nationwide leading to causes affixed to the January 6, 2021 insurrection at a federal level at our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. Please carefully consider the deductive reasoned logic that merits this kind of temperament warning. Thank you. This is a mashup spoken narrative of text being composed and considered as reports of the hate-based cultural leading within the Williamson County, Texas jailhouse is experienced and expressed, observed here as needing an eye-depth deep analysis of operations audit where much of the experience encountered is derived to not be found as building common value trust corrections among the in-view inmate population. What is observed to be in a ruling disorder is an actually conscious intent to destroy trusts in a maladjusted installation of maligned jailhouse operations standards releasing an artificially suspended, cult-based hate incubator. This is a mashup draft of associated multi-tier level of complexity observed and is best possible written record into the smart jailmail communications interface placed into digital data record where deductive reasoned what has been maligned installed into operations must be reordered and priority applied for immediate correction actions. Please pay attention both the reported operating environment here, facility inspection must be quick and hard. I am a former inmate from Williamson County, Texas jailhouse in Georgetown. This jailhouse has smartjailmail.com installed for inmate use. Data record booking ID. 21-192333 James Martin Driscoll Begg, August 18th first court date, September 1st subsequent court date, November 10th padded cell confinement began September 21st released and dismissed charges approximately 3 weeks continuous. Transferred to behavioral health hospitalization status, involuntary medical department electronic record must be preserved. I have some very serious irregularities to report about the smart jailmail kiosk installations and various operational standings or interferences as a calculated communication bias not being placed into legal reference aspects of international and United States laws. You might find a YouTube and general web search addressing prior news accounts of controversy relevant before making inquiry to jailhouse/sheriff's contacts. Watch, new Williamson County Sheriff reboots department and reputation KVUE, on YouTube https://youtube.com/fiducish8 mentioned. Community Trust https://www.kvu.com/article/Williamson-County/Williamson-County-History-Injustice-Racism-Use-Of-Force-Corruptions-269-30-ED-20EF-EF36-4,344-8446-4DOOD-8132BF3 Williamson Counties, Law and Order, Reputation has led to years of corruption allegations. Williamson County has long prided itself on being tough on crime. But some feel that reputation has led to some of the controversies the county has faced. Tony Plohetsky, Brittany Eubank play video https://www.kvu.com/video/news/investigation/defender/williamson-counties-law-and-order-reputation-led-to-corruption-officials-say/269-15D3B716-477-4FAA-4F-40CAF438,238,224 JW source equals CL, 8 months ago reporting. And still what I experienced and observed are serious violations of laws governing communications to the outside world, observed and noted deleted portions of text in submissions to medical requests. This deletion observed and noted to CO Radke. Eventually restored and denied by SGT. Bennett in the written record and what I classify as a single-minded broken record agenda of, psyche eval, agenda of medical staff. These detailed concerns were mentioned to Lieutenant Wheelis, Medical Department Command Staff, in the days confined to a padded cell for going on an obviously abusive and punitive duration of 3 weeks. Additionally, my inquiry here is preclusively composed to understand the data service records of your smart jailmail interface, modifications to records as a cover-up by key law enforcement county sheriff personnel and most likely involvements of reports of serious jailhouse malaligned operations to federal legal enforcement agencies to include the Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Department of Homeland Security, the American Civil Liberties Union, the United Nations SPECFICALLY, enable@un.org, which I have been directing a story of hate persecution for about 5 years prior. Of course, this contact form here to Smart Jailmail is strictly an introduction, and I welcome further follow-up discussions. Eventually, my efforts here are to address several issues without compromise that the operations of Williamson County, Texas is not being administered as illegal operations of a correctional facility but an intentional malignant operation which I describe as in long-term cultural affect of an imposed county governmental funded scheme as a government-sponsored and funded hate incubator. Involved in this assessment is modified assigned jail cells in the section cell block known as infirmary. Cells are fully enclosed single human occupancy assuming I guess infectious disease control. However, my experience and truthful observations and what occurred to get me punitively placed into a padded cell for 3 weeks. This cell not made like the others. Other cell configurations in infirmary include cells with full-use showers. A padded cell implies that medically, I was a constant danger to self-injury. Which is not, was not, and never was true that my detainment stay was in a suicidal emotional stance. But the configuration of my cell and the attempts at psychological manipulations incurred from my August 18th first day detainment must be marked for a full analyzed understanding why I describe this jailhouse as a hate incubator. T in pod S to the reasons I requested bunk reassignment after a heart-to-heart 4 a.m. upset conversation with CO Radke. It was later under guard Matthews and an email on record that I composed to my cousin, former retired FBI agent, John Michael Talbot, that I was making note to guard Matthews that he was welcome to read the correspondence and to share to the other staff. At this point, a huge number of the men held in pod S turned hate on me. What needs to be assembled perhaps to the review of happenstance why and what exactly happened leading to me being placed into a padded cell just to keep me apart and isolating to shut out and shut me up about what eventually came full circle to define a jailhouse corrections facility maligned of that operational effect and actually a well-established interpersonal codependency of interactivity between two divisive cultures being allowed to maintain the division of hate-biased cultural identity or aligned purpose of about 20% guards who are on the side of hate. Denoting and demonstrating uncaring 15 minutes watch rounds electronically assisted station by station checks and the rest knowing what is going on. Of course station to station have timed normals benchmarked into the electronic spec system. Maximum timeouts mean too much talking, gabbing, and of course incentives a rationally applied caring concern curve to check in and perform the duty of guard watch rounds including taking individual photos of those on the suicide watch list. More to the point of needing access to the written account placed into the use of the smart jailmail kiosk access to medical related requests. In my full account written record detention, on written communications to medical staff, from the beginning I claimed that I wanted to remain on the suicide watch list until a certain specific topic of mental health relevant research finding publications found at the National Institutes of Health, NI.gov, were instrumentality placed into foundational, mental health relevance, understanding and use in my need to address what is criminal activity that I am being subjected to on at least a weekly basis in my life unstoppable and unaddressable by my hometown police. This has been mentally abusive in my life involved for over 16 years. What I described to medical department regarding my need to retain suicide watch status inside jail until this matter of gang stalking is officially acknowledged had as actual truth defining the online accounts of narratives posting across the internet affixed to the cultural identity of gang stalking and targeted individuals. So retaining suicide watch list status shows a declination of time caring missteps by station to station check-in where the minimum time specs must be out of whack to facilitate guard watch tasks. It becomes apparent which guards are being real to the care and cause of their tasks and which guards don't give a flying fuck, and apparently these rules of engagement of hate culture affects the whole trustee status inmates population more than one may not be aware of. As a matter of principles being subjected to hate, harassment, and general taunting, the electronic device the guards carry produces a very identifiable sound and alerts the aligned to this hate culture population the guard is coming. Depending on who is where, 20% of the guards with this unimpeded effect embedded in the interpersonal involvements can choose to look the other way when activity of the striped-clothed trustees might be harassing, engaged, producing and hate incubator floundered out of and way abused trust quotient between inmates. Psychological manipulations is the result. What I can only truthfully define as intentional modification to jailhouse operational structure changes. Not trivialized but analyzed. The role of a peace builder WHO going in has knowledgeable applications of these considerations, and WHO I am also the owner of an informational theory information society networking interface known as a trust building and binding network. The jailhouse deviations from the original built operations of the direct supervision facility originally opened in 2003 has consequences that I at the time of my 2-month separation from the outside informational society web did not include the news accounts and relevance discovery also affixed to this disclosure inquiry. I have moral agency to understand the process pinning of hate culture still in full sustained operation apparently not given full accurate address to attenuate the abuse. The intentional maligned installations of operations equipment includes the smartjailmail.com kiosk application your agency outsourced provides in the electronic records interface. Jailhouse physical address, 306 W 4th Street info from their website. I am building a directed to named individuals list of associated responsibilities which must also assign and reference smartjailmail. Please respond inclusive of this need to this contact form inquiry. Other assignments of maligned operations under jailhouse observed and subjected to you command staff victim assistance community liaison contact Williamson County Sheriff's Office Williamson County, Texas 508S Rock Street Georgetown, TX78626 phone, 512-943-1300 non-emergency, 512-864-8282 fax, 512-943-1444 Mike Gleason Sheriff Williamson County, Texas Corrections Division The Williamson County Sheriff's Office Corrections Bureau Chief and Commanders are responsible for maintaining a jail system that houses a daily population of approximately 650 inmates. The county-owned and operated facility in Georgetown handles all the intakes and releases of approximately 14,000 people a year that are arrested within Williamson County. A new direct supervision facility was opened in late 2003. Initially, with this expansion, the county jail has bed space for 768 inmates with a plan in place for a future expansion that will make the completed capacity of the Williamson County Jail 1,544 beds. The current jail staff of 284 officers and civilian personnel provides 24-hour-a-day security for the jail and performs many other tasks. These tasks include the transportation of inmates to and from court, the pick-up of inmates from other counties and states, supervision of inmate recreation, visitation and other activities along with the record-keeping and administration of the Corrections Bureau $14 million annual budget. Williamson County also provides food service and medical, mental and dental care to all incarcerated individuals. Education and religious services are also available to all inmates. In addition, the security of the Williamson County Justice Center Courthouse Annex is administered by bailiffs attached to the Corrections Bureau. Email address, jail@wilco.org-a-draft in composition mode is titled, Most Serious, Reporting Jailhouse Operations Congruence to a Successful Future Time Insurrection of Our Country Government, January 6, 2021 already happened, dash at a public comment. James Driscoll 14 minutes ago please demonstrate and describe the inmate cell placement schemes in the isolated cells to include Southside includes personally experienced cell block addressed as C-11, and who, what, and why transfer from Southside to the shithole cell attached in booking into an experienced punitive placement in infirmary in male side cell number 23 of 24 cells total. My account is best written and described into the smart jailmail kiosk information inmate communications system to which the digital records are of course prone to admin alternations and deletions which are noted as already occurring in medical record requests, shared in real time to CO Radke female, and her personal note of medical request relating to a 4 a.m. conversation where what was happening in pod S and the argument filled dismissed conversational style of a broken record in medical request insulting and mentally abused stuck on a single-minded narrow completion of psych review. When relative to my case that apparently previously reported news accounts report failed inspection in the handling of medical needs in two inmate cases in specialized care. I do indeed and written into the record place these specialized care medical needs onto the record to include H.I. versus returns to medication treatment off since March 2019 and a very imperative representation of inclusion of research findings found on the National Institutes of Health research findings in the subject-related field of mental health. The research findings was being addressed and required reading by medical staff involved in the treatment and care of my current mental health care status to which no other diagnosis or mental health conditions can be evaluated without the truth research findings documentations placed into a priority need of understanding focus. Key sheriff side reflections investigations operations review of the jail must be placed into a complete awareness of why and what happened in my case and who what where and how corrections to be verified is actually placed into the community trust that real change disavowing hate bias models of policing policy that is demonstrated to be completely and persistent of any construct normalized justifications. Why have all of the smoke detectors from all 24 cells gone missing from the installation fire protection and sprinkler code inspected for all of these years and past? Ref. Booking 21-192,333 James Martin Driscoll and why an almost three-week continuous stay in infirmary cell block under the restrictive informational management of manual processed request forms on paper in lieu of a broken smart jailmail kiosk in that section that those housed in this section were being subjected to mental psych actively intent of manipulation. Key sheriff side personnel to contact CO Radke, female, Lieutenant Wheelis command of medical Dr. Burrows-court competency review and her findings acknowledge the documents on NIH as under gangstalking. Guard Matthews Pod P Guard Kennedy Cell Block C-11 Guard Ryan Cell Block C-11 and Infirmary Guard Ortiz Cell Block C-11 and Infirmary This public introduction comment is deemed responsible use of this YouTube channel and in all aspects of public affairs as will be copied into a personal written record account of documentation. This comment serves a very involved public interests addendum to the news accounts appearing 8 to 12 months prior to my personal experience detention at Williamson County Jail to which prior knowledge of these topic and controversy was not known during my detained. Status when by truths declared and shared and told in lockup or highwater, legal jeopardy nullified by truth telling and observed reflections of the operations of jailhouse maligned of common trust, dash more later. Contact email, williamson-county-texas-jailhouse, deemed-hate-incubator@fuckeduphuman.net all associated future unresolved commitments of to trust law enforcement integrity pledges of country allegiance and real discourse of hate nullifying actions must be put as a submission to all upper tier level federal law enforcements for real true grit trust change. Anything less of the standard of excellence with honesty and integrity will be accepted by this author and bearing forward faithfully that these matters can be upright placed and we can move into peace reconciliation agreements declared and reach upward equals to our collective success of the Commonwealth. Dash most serious. This email text being submitted to several lead associations that must take what is introduced here as a very serious matter of maligned county jailhouse operations. I am placing an introduction of this matter to outgoing contacts. Name identification bold in red, Williamson County, Texas Jail main email address. jail@wilco.org. I request this email be directed to Lieutenant Wellis Medical, for his interfaced knowledge of my detainment records, medical records requests, both on electronic kiosk and manual request form processing including the knowing involvements of how and what, gang stalking, as confirmed noteworthy relevance that Dr. Burrow's court competence review, she first had with me confirmed here precognitive of knowledge of the mental health influences of gang stalking and I had non-drug-induced psychosis and not competent for court. I am in need of establishing non-drug-induced psychosis means actually hate, or outside victimization of gang stalking-induced psychosis while also needing to follow up on what is an absolute truth-based report of facility-wide hate motives to silence what must be deducted from my experiences as a jailhouse operations audit as stated several times to several key persons. My goals with this reporting audit is to provide adaptive and permanent solutions to malign trusts collectively and CUMLATIVELY affecting social trust in our greater communities and national social fabric that has been given an understanding by established published social and political science research on the origins of how erosion of trust causes mass shootings and how such published science findings also involve gang stalking. As just described, the erosion of trust is collective and cumulative in the view of what is termed, hashtag social trust, or social capital. Once trust slides to a digression scale of total loss of trust, what I call over the horizon, s shadow, trust cannot just be reset. Trust begins at zero only with committed understanding that the resolve of these social issues are vastly our collective fault and generational and moral agency and moral responsibilities to correct these conditions are also collective. Moral responsibility individually moves onto moral agency, according to computing and moral responsibility, ref, plato.stanford.edu, when the harm being done is established. When I was in county jail detainment, I was not aware of these several themed Austin News report. Watch, new Williamson County Sheriff reboots department and reputation, KVUE, on YouTube https://youtube.com/fiduciary8 mentioned, community trust https://www.kvu.com/article/williamson-county/williamson-county-history-injustice-racism-use-force-corruptions-269-30ed20ef-ef36-4304-8404-46-4DOOD8132BF3 Williamson Counties, Law and Order, reputation has led to years of corruption allegations. Williamson County has long prided itself on being tough on crime. But some feel that reputation has led to some of the controversies the county has faced. Tony Plohetsky, Brittany Eubank play video https://www.kvu.com/video/news/investigation/defender/williamson-counties-law-and-order-reputation-led-to-corruption-officials-say/269-15d3b716-4faa-4f-4a0caf438224 JW source equals CL, dash 8 months ago reporting. Witnessing prosecution a new Williamson County a focus on integrity new sheriff in town, Williamson County is tough on crime, is something many Central Texans have heard for decades. The county has long been known as a place with a strict criminal justice system. That reputation has led a lot of people to move to the county, excited to hear it's a safe place to raise a family. But some believe it has also led to the numerous controversies the county has faced in recent history. In the past few years, Williamson County has been in the news for incidents involving use of force by law enforcement, questionable practices within the sheriff's department and a wrongful conviction that made national headlines. For this KVUE Defenders report, senior reporter Tony Plohetsky spoke to a long-time Williamson County resident about the racial tensions she's felt throughout her life. He asked two lawyers, one a former state representative, about the history of the tough-on-crime narrative affecting prosecutors and court proceedings. And he spoke to District Attorney Sean Dick and newly-elected Sheriff Mike Gleason about what they're doing to better Williamson County moving forward. Twitter, Tony Plohetsky at tplohetsky, investigative reporter at Statesman and at KVUE. 2021 winner, National Murrow Award, U.S. Hillman Prize, Dan Rather Medal, Texas Star Reporter of the Year. Dash in contrast, my experiences of a 2+ month stay as an inmate pulled off an Amtrak train scheduled from San Bernardino, CA to New York City to visit the United Nations to report unveiling life conditions of hate-based persecution as being a targeted individual of gangstalking now placed into research mental health research findings is a real condition of hate persecution affecting tens of thousands of persons targeted by a criminal activity known as gangstalking. I am a victim for over 16 years. Dash, my name is James Martin Driscoll. I have had a recent detention Georgetown Williamson County Jailhouse. My experience is that I need to express our most serious to the degree that what I must report must also be reported to our federal law enforcement oversights of the Department of Justice, FBI, Department of Homeland Security. My current status of legal jeopardy with Texan law was controlled substance possession of a little more than a gram of methamphetamine making the charges a felony were erratically and irrationally dismissed after an almost 3 full week unjustified punishment to be rolled into isolating constant suicide watch CSW infirmary cell block. Not once was it that I was demonstrating outrageous behavioral issues. Not a single outburst occurrence and day to day it would be apparent I was being subjugated to an indifference of policy procedures as shift by shift I was speaking out about the maladjusted facility-wide operations environment not adhering to a definition of a law enforcement correctional facility. What I define there as a system-wide jailhouse induction of distrustful activities is a long-termed in operational influential corrupt of trust's hate incubator. Inspections of the jailhouse fire protection codes must be fraudulent to have all of the smoke detectors in cell block infirmary removed from the ceilings of all 24 fully enclosed cells where properly as code required each enclosed space be covered by a fire sprinkler. Fire code requires these missing smoke detectors that in each cell in infirmary on the ceiling replaced by an overpainted metal cover. Most noteworthy also. Even as irrational it might seem on your end to conclude future use tampering of the jailhouse specification here, each of these 24 cells observed personally and prospectively observed by engaged betrusted trustee inmate that all 24 cells in infirmary had all enclosed cells, noting medically defined as spec built needs not being utilized in this manner. Enclosed cells for infectious diseases control and availability of 120 volt electrical supply without a smoke detectors even if just happenstance, this cell block ripe for smoking human flesh not triggering alarms. With the additional intentional modification subject to misalignment of operations is a swap of electronic controlled water flush in cell block C11, south side, were intentionally replaced and swapped from the original spec jailhouse where of course infirmary cell number 23 considered a padded cell for #level 1# inmates. What was found and obviously scored and cut out from the missing piece of padding on the floor of padded cell infirm number 23 around the water sink toilet utility to spec, I tested it. Unyielding uncontrolled flushing, more than 15 flushes in a row before someone on guard level turned a valve that in cell block C11, there is an electronic controller only allowing 2 flushes than an hour pause. The toilet installed in padded cell could be used to commit suicide by drowning or as described in future applications of this actual setup operating intentionally with unlimited misused water flow with ELECTRIAL supply at 120 V in replacement to a non-existent AMP size circuit breakers holding space for malicious purposes as a tortue chamber with smoke filled human flesh on the tortue block smoking with no alarms. Even if just happenstance, playing a most deceitful and devious role after in government takeover insurrection such as real happened January 6, 2021, it is jailhouses set up as hate incubators, across the entire nation, in the hands of hate group collective operations treasonous to the possibility what I observed must be taken into accountability, even if just happenstance, addressed by upper staff at Williamson County Sheriff and law enforcement and this correction applied across our nation as crime prevention of a national security matter in the reporting classification of terrorism that this report must be taken 1000% serious to warrant an official cross-reporting to my experience in detained status including the personal knowledgeable given notice to several key staff. Booking number 21-192333 inmate, James Martin Driscoll electronic kiosk records should be referenced and if altered original records on server must be restored by smartjailmail.com with the assistance of federal sourced insurrection investigation contact. Smartjailmail, https://www.smartjailmail.com/contact-us.cfm, Dear Smart Jailmail, my name is James Martin Driscoll and first was a recent detainee at the Williamson County, Texas jailhouse in Georgetown. My booking record there is 21-192333. I have experienced a detention stay in jail accompanied by the electronic kiosk interface that I need preserved for possible review by federal law enforcement oversights of the Department of Justice, FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Personally observed and witness not holding anything back or written records into the system including to family mother and my cousin who happens to be a retired FBI agent. What I observed and placed into written records on the kiosk is quite disturbing. I need from you number one to reflect on Williamson County controversial accounts that are placed into news accounts, with Austin, Texas TV reporting which I did not become aware of, until my return home to California. What is most apparent is that the smartjailmail.com kiosks have featured intentionally disabled control key which the mechanics 9F the engineering of the hardware and keyboard for this exact jailhouse environment includes the use of the control key. It was disabled across all location kiosks I attempted dash the malformed installation is jailhouse and most likely countywide. This is a still in draft copy being of an email directed to the main jailhouse email address. This is a violation of Declaration of Human Rights, UN.org, Article 19. This was enacted in late 1940s. The two areas of exact violations of ARTCLE 19, freedom of expression, is everyone, including persons housed in county jail, has this right. Article 19 Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. https://www.un.org/about-us-uni Universal Declaration of Human Rights, intentional maligned installation and activated control key prevents copy/bast from being system OS, Linux, utilized in communications thus preventing inmates' rights in communications without interference and to impair information, transfer details of medical request etc. conversations into the transit care of external sourced email parties. All email contents to outside persons have a very large max size but without paste references both ways of information society resources cannot be effectively shared. All outgoing emails must be fully char by char typed. This is not the legal installation setup specifications of your provided service email interface. I need help and oversight admin assistance on how to manage a communications audit of the installations countywide at Williamson County, Texas and beyond nationally. Read email draft to jail at wilco.org, key staff at Williamson County that were provided truth observations provided to federal enforcement. consult with electronic records for which several of these personnel I did have brief conversations of importance. LT. WHELLIS, Medical, and CO Radke, Female, Guard Ryan, Guard Kennedy, Guard Ortiz and one more key personnel I can't remember his name. I do believe he is the main jailhouse operations supervisor and his main workstation is centerfloor booking. Contact to Smart Jailmail. I am a former inmate from Williamson County, Texas Jailhouse in Georgetown. This jailhouse has smartjailmail.com installed for inmate use. Data record booking ID, 21-192333 James Martin Driscoll Begg, August 18th first court date, September 1st subsequent court date, November 10th padded cell confinement began September 21st released and dismissed charges approximately 3 weeks continuous. Transferred to behavioral health hospitalization status, involuntary medical department electronic record must be preserved. I have some very serious irregularities to report about the Smart Jailmail kiosk installations and various operational standings or interferences as a calculated communication bias not being placed into legal reference aspects of international and United States laws. You might find a YouTube and general web search addressing prior news accounts of controversy relevant before making inquiry to jailhouse/sheriff's contacts. Watch, new Williamson County Sheriff reboots department and reputation KVUE, on YouTube https://youtube.com/fiduciary8mentioned. Community Trust https://www.kvu.com/article/news/locale/williamson-county/williamson-county-history-injustice-racism-use-force-corruptions-269-30-ed-20-ef-ef-36-4304-8446-4DOOD-813-2BF3 Law and Order, Reputation has led to years of corruption allegations. Williamson County has long prided itself on being tough on crime. But some feel that reputation has led to some of the controversies the county has faced. Tony Plohetsky, Brittany Eubank play video https://www.kvu.com/video/news/investigation/defender/williamson-counties-law-and-order-reputation-led-to-corruption-officials-say/269-15d3b716-4faa-4f-4a0caf438224. JW Source equals CL, dash 8 months ago reporting. And still what I experienced and observed are serious violations of laws governing communications to the outside world, observed and noted deleted portions of text in submissions to medical requests. This deletion observed and noted to CO Radke. Eventually restored and denied by SGT. Bennett in the written record and what I classify as a single-minded broken record agenda of, psyche eval, agenda of medical staff. These detailed concerns were mentioned to Lieutenant Wheelis, Medical Department Command Staff, in the days confined to a padded cell for going on an obviously abusive and punitive duration of 3 weeks. Additionally, my inquiry here is preclusively composed to understand the data service records of your Smart Jailmail interface, modifications to records as a cover-up by key law enforcement county sheriff personnel and most likely involvements of reports of serious jailhouse malaligned operations to federal legal enforcement agencies to include the Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Department of Homeland Security, the American Civil Liberties Union, the United Nations SPECFICALLY. Enableatun.org, which I have been directing a story of hate persecution for about 5 years prior. Of course, this contact form here to Smart Jailmail is strictly an introduction and I welcome further follow-up discussions. Eventually my efforts here are to address several issues without compromise that the operations of Williamson County, Texas is not being administered as illegal operations of a correctional facility but an intentional malignant operation which I describe as an long-term cultural affect of an imposed county governmental funded scheme as a government-sponsored and funded hate incubator. Involved in this assessment is modified assigned jail cells in the section cell block known as infirmary. Cells are fully enclosed single human occupancy assuming infectious disease control. However my experience and truthful observations and what occurred to get me punitively placed into a padded cell for 3 weeks. This cell not made like the others. Other cell configurations in infirmary include cells with full use showers. A padded cell implies that medically, I was a constant danger to self-injury. Which is not, was not, and never was true that my detainment stay was in a suicidal emotional stance. But the configuration of my cell and the attempts at psychological manipulations incurred from my August 18th first day detainment must be marked for a full analyzed understanding why I describe this jailhouse as a hate incubator. T in pod S to the reasons I requested bunk reassignment after a heart-to-heart 4 a.m. upset conversation with CO Radke. It was later under Guard Matthews and an email on record that I composed to my cousin, former retired FBI agent, John Michael Talbot that I was making note to Guard Matthews that he was welcome to read the correspondence and to share to the other staff. At this point, a huge number of the men held in Pod S turned hate on me. What needs to be assembled perhaps to the review of happenstance why and what exactly happened leading to me being placed into a padded cell just to keep me apart and isolating to shut out and shut me up about what eventually came full circle to define a jailhouse corrections facility maligned of that operational effect and actually a well-established interpersonal codependency of interactivity between two divisive cultures being allowed to maintain the division of hate-biased cultural identity or aligned purpose of about 20% guards who are on the side of hate. Denoting and demonstrating uncaring 15 minutes watch rounds electronically assisted station by station checks and the rest knowing what is going on. Of course station to station have timed normals benchmarked into the electronic spec system. Maximum timeouts mean too much talking, gabbing, and of course incentives a rationally applied caring concern curve to check in and perform the duty of guard watch rounds including taking individual photos of those on the suicide watch list. More to the point of needing access to the written account placed into the use of the smart jailmail kiosk access to medical related requests. In my full account written record detention, on written communications to medical staff, from the beginning I claimed that I wanted to remain on the suicide watch list until a certain specific topic of mental health relevant research finding publications found at the National Institutes of Health, NI.gov, were instrumentality placed into foundational, mental health relevance, understanding and use in my need to address what is criminal activity that I am being subjected to on at least a weekly basis in my life unstoppable and unaddressable by my hometown police. This has been mentally abusive in my life involved for over 16 years. What I described to medical department regarding my need to retain suicide watch status inside jail until this matter of gang stalking is officially acknowledged had as actual truth defining the online accounts of narratives posting across the internet affixed to the cultural identity of gang stalking and targeted individuals. So retaining suicide watch list status shows a declination of time caring missteps by station to station check-in where the minimum time specs must be out of whack to facilitate guard watch tasks. It becomes apparent which guards are being real to the care and cause of their tasks and which guards don't give a flying fuck and apparently these rules of engagement of hate culture affects the whole trustee status inmates population more than one may not be aware of. As a matter of principles being subjected to hate, harassment, and general taunting, the electronic device the guards carry produces a very identifiable sound and alerts the aligned to this hate culture population the guard is coming. Depending on who is where, 20% of the guards with this unimpeded effect embedded in the interpersonal involvements can choose to look the other way when activity of the striped clothed trustees might be harassing, engage, producing and hate incubator floundered out of and way abused trust quotient between inmates. Psychological manipulations is the result. What I can only truthfully define as intentional modification to jailhouse operational structure changes. Not trivialized but analyzed. The role of a peace builder WHO going in has knowledgeable applications of these considerations and WHO I am also the owner of an informational theory information society networking interface known as a trust building and binding network. The jailhouse deviations from the original built operations of the direct supervision facility originally opened in 2003 has consequences that I at the time of my 2-month separation from the outside informational society web did not include the news accounts and relevance discovery also affixed to this disclosure inquiry. I have moral agency to understand the process pinning of hate culture still in full sustained operation apparently not given full accurate address to attenuate the abuse. The intentional maligned installations of operations equipment includes the smartjailmail.com kiosk application your agency outsourced provides in the electronic records interface. Jailhouse physical address, 306 W 4th Street info from their website. I am building a directed to named individuals list of associated responsibilities which must also assign and reference smartjailmail. Please respond inclusive of this need to this contact form inquiry. Other assignments of maligned operations under jailhouse observed and subjected to U Command Staff Victim Assistance Community Liaison Contact Williamson County Sheriff's Office Williamson County, Texas 508S Rock Street Georgetown, TX78626 Phone, 512-943-1300 Non-Emergency, 512-864-8282 Fax, 512-943-1444 Mike Gleason Sheriff Williamson County, Texas Corrections Division The Williamson County Sheriff's Office Corrections Bureau Chief and Commanders are responsible for maintaining a jail system that houses a daily population of approximately 650 inmates. The county-owned and operated facility in Georgetown handles all the intakes and releases of approximately 14,000 people a year that are arrested within Williamson County. A new direct supervision facility was opened in late 2003. Initially, with this expansion, the county jail has bed space for 768 inmates with a plan in place for a future expansion that will make the completed capacity of the Williamson County Jail 1,544 beds. The current jail staff of 284 officers and civilian personnel provides 24-hour-a-day security for the jail and performs many other tasks. These tasks include the transportation of inmates to and from court, the pick-up of inmates from other counties and states, supervision of inmate recreation, visitation and other activities along with the record-keeping and administration of the Corrections Bureau $14 million annual budget. Williamson County also provides food service and medical, mental and dental care to all incarcerated individuals. Education and religious services are also available to all inmates. In addition, the security of the Williamson County Justice Center Courthouse Annex is administered by bailiffs attached to the Corrections Bureau. Email address, jail@wilco.org-a-draft in composition mode is titled, Most Serious, Reporting Jailhouse Operations Congruence to a Successful Future Time Insurrection of Our Country Government, January 6, 2021 already happened, - Most Serious, this email text being submitted to several lead associations that must take what is introduced here as a very serious matter of maligned county jailhouse operations. I am placing an introduction of this matter to outgoing contacts, name identification bold in red, Williamson County, Texas Jail main email address. jail@wilco.org. #. I request this email be directed to Lieutenant Wellis Medical, for his interfaced knowledge of my detainment records, medical records requests, both on electronic kiosk and manual request form processing, including the knowing involvements of how and what, gang stalking, as confirmed noteworthy relevance that Dr. Burroughs' court competence review, she first had with me confirmed here precognitive of knowledge of the mental health influences of gang stalking and I had non-drug-induced psychosis and not competent for court. I am in need of establishing non-drug-induced psychosis means actually hate, or outside victimization of gang-stalking-induced psychosis while also needing to follow up on what is an absolute truth-based report of facility-wide hate motives to silence what must be deducted from my experiences as a jailhouse operations audit as stated several times to several key persons. My goals with this reporting audit is to provide adaptive and permanent solutions to malign trusts collectively and CUMLATIVELY affecting social trust in our greater communities and national social fabric that has been given an understanding by established published social and political science research on the origins of how erosion of trust causes mass shootings and how such published science findings also involve gang stalking. As just described, the erosion of trust is collective and cumulative in the view of what is termed, #social trust, or social capital. Once trust slides to a digression scale of total loss of trust, what I call over the horizon, s shadow, trust cannot just be reset. Trust begins at zero only with committed understanding that the resolve of these social issues are vastly our collective fault and generational and moral agency and moral responsibilities to correct these conditions are also collective. Moral responsibility individually moves onto moral agency, according to computing and moral responsibility, ref, plato.stanford.edu, when the harm being done is established. When I was in county jail detainment, I was not aware of these several themed Austin News report. Watch, new Williamson County Sheriff reboots department and reputation, KVUE, on YouTube https://youtube. /fiduciary mentioned, community trust https://www.kvu.com/article/news/local/williamson-county/williamson-county-history-injustice-racism-use-force-corruptions-269-30-ed-20-ef-f-36-4304-8446-4DOOD-8132-BF3 Williamson Counties, Law and Order, reputation has led to years of corruption allegations. Williamson County has long prided itself on being tough on crime. But some feel that reputation has led to some of the controversies the county has faced. Tony Plohetsky, Brittany Eubank play video https://www.kvu.com/video/news/investigation/defender/williamson-counties-law-and-order-reputation-led-to-corruption-officials-say/269-15d3b-716-77-4faa-4f-4a0caf438224 JW source equals CL, -8 months ago reporting. Witnessing prosecution a new Williamson County, a focus on integrity, new sheriff in town, Williamson County is tough on crime, is something many Central Texans have heard for decades. The county has long been known as a place with a strict criminal justice system. That reputation has led a lot of people to move to the county, excited to hear it's a safe place to raise a family. But some believe it has also led to the numerous controversies the county has faced in recent history. In the past few years, Williamson County has been in the news for incidents involving use of force by law enforcement, questionable practices within the sheriff's department, and a wrongful conviction that made national headlines. For this KVUE Defenders report, senior reporter Tony Plohetsky spoke to a long-time Williamson County resident about the racial tensions she's felt throughout her life. He asked two lawyers, one a former state representative, about the history of the tough-on-crime narrative affecting prosecutors and court proceedings. And he spoke to District Attorney Sean Dick and newly-elected Sheriff Mike Gleason about what they're doing to better Williamson County moving forward. Twitter, Tony Plohetsky at tplohetsky, investigative reporter at Statesman and at Kavu. 2021 winner, National Murrow Award, U.S. Hillman Prize, Dan Rather Medal, Texas Star Reporter of the Year. In contrast, my experiences of a 2+ month stay as an inmate pulled off an Amtrak train scheduled from San Bernardino, CA to New York City to visit the United Nations to report unveiling life conditions of hate-based persecution as being a targeted individual of gangstalking now placed into research. Mental health research findings is a real condition of hate persecution affecting tens of thousands of persons targeted by a criminal activity known as gangstalking. I am a victim for over 16 years. My name is James Martin Driscoll. I have had a recent detention Georgetown Williamson County Jailhouse. My experience is that I need to express our most serious to the degree that what I must report must also be reported to our federal law enforcement oversights of the Department of Justice, FBI, Department of Homeland Security. My current status of legal jeopardy with Texan law was controlled substance possession of a little more than a gram of methamphetamine, making the charges a felony, were erratically and irrationally dismissed after an almost 3 full week unjustified punishment to be rolled into isolating constant suicide watch CSW infirmary cell block. Not once was it that I was demonstrating outrageous behavioral issues. Not a single outburst occurrence, and day to day it would be apparent I was being subjugated to an indifference of policy procedures as shift by shift I was speaking out about the maladjusted facility-wide operations environment, not adhering to a definition of a law enforcement correctional facility. What I define there as a system-wide jailhouse induction of distrustful activities is a long-termed and operational influential corrupt of trust's hate incubator. Inspections of the jailhouse fire protection codes must be fraudulent to have all of the smoke detectors in cell block infirmary removed from the ceilings of all 24 fully enclosed cells where properly as code required each enclosed space be covered by a fire sprinkler. Fire code requires these missing smoke detectors that in each cell in infirmary on the ceiling replaced by an overpainted metal cover. Most noteworthy also. Even as irrational it might seem on your end to conclude future use tampering of the jailhouse specification here, each of these 24 cells observed personally and prospectively observed by engaged betrusted trustee inmate, that all 24 cells in infirmary had all enclosed cells, noting medically defined as spec built needs not being utilized in this manner. Enclosed cells for infectious diseases control and availability of 120 volt electrical supply without a smoke detectors, even if just happenstance, this cell block ripe for smoking human flesh not triggering alarms. With the additional intentional modification subject to misalignment of operations is a swap of electronic controlled water flush in cell block C11, south side, were intentionally replaced and swapped from the original spec jailhouse where of course infirmary cell number 23 considered a padded cell for #level 1# inmates. What was found and obviously scored and cut out from the missing piece of padding on the floor of padded cell infirm number 23 around the water sink toilet utility to spec, I tested it. Unyielding uncontrolled flushing, more than 15 flushes in a row before someone on guard level turned a valve that in cell block C11, there is an electronic controller only allowing 2 flushes than an hour pause. The toilet installed in padded cell could be used to commit suicide by drowning or as described in future applications of this actual setup operating intentionally with unlimited misused water flow with ELECTRIAL supply at 120 V in replacement to a non-existent AMP size circuit breakers holding space for malicious purposes as a tortue chamber with smoke filled human flesh on the tortue block smoking with no alarms. Even if just happenstance, playing a most deceitful and devious role after in government takeover insurrection such as real happened January 6, 2021, it is jailhouses set up as hate incubators across the entire nation, in the hands of hate group collective operations treasonous to the possibility what I observed must be taken into accountability, even if just happenstance addressed by upper staff at Williamson County Sheriff and law enforcement and this correction applied across our nation as crime prevention of a national security matter in the reporting classification of terrorism, that this report must be taken 1000% serious to warrant an official cross-reporting to my experience in detained status, including the personal knowledgeable given notice to several key staff. Booking number 21-192333 inmate, James Martin Driscoll. Electronic kiosk records should be referenced, and if altered original records on server must be restored by smartjailmail.com with the assistance of federal sourced insurrection investigation contact. SmartJailmail, https://www.smartjailmail.com/contact-us.cfm, Dear Smart Jailmail, my name is James Martin Driscoll and first was a recent detainee at the Williamson County, Texas jailhouse in Georgetown. My booking record there is 21-192333. I have experienced a detention stay in jail accompanied by the electronic kiosk interface that I need preserved for possible review by federal law enforcement oversights of the Department of Justice, FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Personally observed and witness not holding anything back or written records into the system, including to family mother and my cousin who happens to be a retired FBI agent. What I observed and placed into written records on the kiosk is quite disturbing. I need from you number one to reflect on Williamson County controversial accounts that are placed into news accounts, with Austin, Texas TV reporting which I did not become aware of, until my return home to California. What is most apparent is that the smartjailmail.com kiosks have featured intentionally disabled control key, which the mechanics 9F, the engineering of the hardware and keyboard for this exact jailhouse environment includes the use of the control key. It was disabled across all location kiosks I attempted - the malformed installation is jailhouse and most likely countywide. This is a still in draft copy being of an email directed to the main jailhouse email address. This is a violation of Declaration of Human Rights, UN.org, Article 19. This was enacted in late 1940s. The two areas of exact violations of Article 19, freedom of expression, is everyone, including persons housed in county jail, has this right. Article 19, everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. https://www.chin.org/about-us-uni Universal Declaration of Human Rights, intentional maligned installation and activated control key prevents copy/bast from being system OS Linux utilized in communications, thus preventing inmates' rights in communications without interference and to impair information, transfer details of medical request, etc. conversations into the transit care of external sourced email parties. All email contents to outside persons have a very large max size, but without paste references both ways of information society resources cannot be effectively shared. All outgoing emails must be fully char by char typed. This is not the legal installation setup specifications of your provided service email interface. I need help and oversight admin assistance on how to manage a communications audit of the installations countywide at Williamson County, Texas and beyond nationally. Read email draft to jail@wilco.org, key staff at Williamson County that were provided truth observations provided to federal enforcement. Consult with electronic records for which several of these personnel I did have brief conversations of importance. LT. WHELLIS, Medical, and CO Radke, Female, Guard Ryan, Guard Kennedy, Guard Ortiz and one more key personnel I can't remember his name. I do believe he is the main jailhouse operations supervisor and his main workstation is centerfloor booking. Contact to Smart Jailmail. I am a former inmate from Williamson County, Texas Jailhouse in Georgetown. This jailhouse has smartjailmail.com installed for inmate use. Data record booking ID, 21-192333 James Martin Driscoll Begg, August 18th first court date, September 1st subsequent court date, November 10th padded cell confinement began September 21st released and dismissed charges approximately 3 weeks continuous. Transferred to behavioral health hospitalization status, involuntary medical department electronic record must be preserved. I have some very serious irregularities to report about the Smart Jailmail kiosk installations and various operational standings or interferences as a calculated communication bias not being placed into legal reference aspects of international and United States laws. You might find a YouTube and general web search addressing prior news accounts of controversy relevant before making inquiry to jailhouse/sheriff's contacts. Watch, new Williamson County Sheriff reboots department and reputation KVUE, on YouTube https://youtube.com/fiducish8 mentioned, community trust https://www.kvu.com/article/williamson-county/williamson-county-history-injustice-racism-use-of-force-corruptions-269-30ed-20ef-EF36-4304-8446-4DOOD-8132BF3 Williamson counties. Law and order, reputation has led to years of corruption allegations. Williamson County has long prided itself on being tough on crime. But some feel that reputation has led to some of the controversies the county has faced. Tony Plohetsky, Brittany Eubank play video https://www.kvu.com/video/news/investigation/defender/williamson-counties-law-and-order-reputation-has-led-to-years-of-corruption-allegations-williamson-county-has-long-prided-itself-on-being-tough-on-crime. And still what I experienced and observed are serious violations of laws governing communications to the outside world, observed and noted deleted portions of text in submissions to medical requests. This deletion observed and noted to CO Radke. Eventually restored and denied by SGT. Bennett in the written record and what I classify as a single-minded broken record agenda of, psyche eval, agenda of medical staff. These detailed concerns were mentioned to Lieutenant Wheelis, Medical Department Command Staff, in the days confined to a padded cell for going on an obviously abusive and punitive duration of 3 weeks. Additionally, my inquiry here is preclusively composed to understand the data service records of your Smart Jailmail interface, modifications to records as a cover-up by key law enforcement county sheriff personnel and most likely involvements of reports of serious jailhouse malaligned operations to federal legal enforcement agencies to include the Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Department of Homeland Security, the American Civil Liberties Union, the United Nations SPECIFICALLY. Enable@un.org, which I have been directing a story of hate persecution for about 5 years prior. Of course, this contact form here to Smart Jailmail is strictly an introduction and I welcome further follow-up discussions. Eventually my efforts here are to address several issues without compromise that the operations of Williamson County, Texas is not being administered as illegal operations of a correctional facility but an intentional malignant operation which I describe as an long-term cultural affect of an imposed county governmental funded scheme as a government-sponsored and funded hate incubator. Involved in this assessment is modified assigned jail cells in the section cell block known as infirmary. Cells are fully enclosed single human occupancy assuming I guess infectious disease control. However my experience and truthful observations and what occurred to get me punitively placed into a padded cell for 3 weeks. This cell not made like the others. Other cell configurations in infirmary include cells with full use showers. A padded cell implies that medically, I was a constant danger to self-injury. Which is not, was not, and never was true that my detainment stay was in a suicidal emotional stance. but the configuration of my cell and the attempts at psychological manipulations incurred from my August 18th first day detainment must be marked for a full analyzed understanding why I describe this jailhouse as a hate incubator. T in pod S to the reasons I requested bunk reassignment after a heart-to-heart 4 a.m. upset conversation with CO Radke. It was later under guard Matthews and an email on record that I composed to my cousin, former retired FBI agent, John Michael Talbot, that I was making note to guard Matthews that he was welcome to read the correspondence and to share to the other staff. At this point, a huge number of the men held in pod S turned hate on me. What needs to be assembled perhaps to the review of happenstance why and what exactly happened leading to me being placed into a padded cell just to keep me apart and isolating to shut out and shut me up about what eventually came full circle to define a jailhouse corrections facility maligned of that operational effect and actually a well-established interpersonal codependency of interactivity between two divisive cultures being allowed to maintain the division of hate-biased cultural identity or aligned purpose of about 20% guards who are on the side of hate. Denoting and demonstrating uncaring 15 minutes watch rounds electronically assisted station by station checks and the rest knowing what is going on. Of course, station to station have timed normals benchmarked into the electronic spec system. Maximum timeouts mean too much talking, gabbing, and of course incentives a rationally applied caring concern curve to check in and perform the duty of guard watch rounds including taking individual photos of those on the suicide watch list. More to the point of needing access to the written account placed into the use of the smart jailmail kiosk access to medical related requests. In my full account written record detention, on written communications to medical staff, from the beginning I claimed that I wanted to remain on the suicide watch list until a certain specific topic of mental health relevant research finding publications found at the National Institutes of Health, NI.gov, were instrumentality placed into foundational, mental health relevance, understanding and use in my need to address what is criminal activity that I am being subjected to on at least a weekly basis in my life unstoppable and unaddressable by my hometown police. This has been mentally abusive in my life involved for over 16 years. What I described to medical department regarding my need to retain suicide watch status inside jail until this matter of gang stalking is officially acknowledged had as actual truth defining the online accounts of narratives posting across the internet affixed to the cultural identity of gang stalking and targeted individuals. So retaining suicide watch list status shows a declination of time carrying missteps by station to station check-in where the minimum time specs must be out of whack to facilitate guard watch tasks. It becomes apparent which guards are being real to the care and cause of their tasks and which guards don't give a flying fuck, and apparently these rules of engagement of hate culture affects the whole trustee status inmates population more than one may not be aware of. As a matter of principles being subjected to hate, harassment, and general taunting, the electronic device the guards carry produces a very identifiable sound and alerts the aligned to this hate culture population the guard is coming. Depending on who is where, 20% of the guards with this unimpeded effect embedded in the interpersonal involvements can choose to look the other way when activity of the striped clothed trustees might be harassing, engaged, producing and hate incubator floundered out of and way abused trust quotient between inmates. Psychological manipulations is the result. What I can only truthfully define as intentional modification to jailhouse operational structure changes. Not trivialized but analyzed. The role of a peace builder WHO going in has knowledgeable applications of these considerations, and WHO I am also the owner of an informational theory information society networking interface known as a trust building and binding network. The jailhouse deviations from the original built operations of the direct supervision facility originally opened in 2003 has consequences that I at the time of my 2-month separation from the outside informational society web did not include the news accounts and relevance discovery also affixed to this disclosure inquiry. I have moral agency to understand the process pinning of hate culture still in full sustained operation apparently not given full accurate address to attenuate the abuse. The intentional maligned installations of operations equipment includes the smartjailmail.com kiosk application your agency outsourced provides in the electronic records interface. Jailhouse physical address, 306 W 4th Street info from their website. I am building a directed to named individuals list of associated responsibilities which must also assign and reference smartjailmail. Please respond inclusive of this need to this contact form inquiry. Other assignments of maligned operations under jailhouse observed and subjected to U Command Staff Victim Assistance Community Liaison Contact Williamson County Sheriff's Office Williamson County, Texas 508S Rock Street Georgetown, TX78626 Phone, 512-943-1300 Non-Emergency, 512-864-8282 Fax, 512-943-1444 Mike Gleason Sheriff Williamson County, Texas Corrections Division The Williamson County Sheriff's Office Corrections Bureau Chief and Commanders are responsible for maintaining a jail system that houses a daily population of approximately 650 inmates. The county-owned and operated facility in Georgetown handles all the intakes and releases of approximately 14,000 people a year that are arrested within Williamson County. A new direct supervision facility was opened in late 2003. Initially, with this expansion, the county jail has bed space for 768 inmates with a plan in place for a future expansion that will make the completed capacity of the Williamson County Jail 1,544 beds. The current jail staff of 284 officers and civilian personnel provides 24-hour-a-day security for the jail and performs many other tasks. These tasks include the transportation of inmates to and from court, the pick-up of inmates from other counties and states, supervision of inmate recreation, visitation and other activities along with the record-keeping and administration of the Corrections Bureau $14 million annual budget. Williamson County also provides food service and medical, mental and dental care to all incarcerated individuals. Education and religious services are also available to all inmates. In addition, the security of the Williamson County Justice Center Courthouse Annex is administered by bailiffs attached to the Corrections Bureau. Email address, jail@wilco.org. A draft in composition mode is titled, Most Serious, Reporting Jailhouse Operations Congruence to a Successful Future Time Insurrection of Our Country Government, January 6, 2021 already happened, Most Serious, this email text being submitted to several lead associations that must take what is introduced here as a very serious matter of maligned county jailhouse operations. I am placing an introduction of this matter to outgoing contacts, name identification bold in red, Williamson County, Texas Jail main email address. jail@wilco.org. I request this email be directed to Lieutenant Wellis Medical, for his interfaced knowledge of my detainment records, medical records requests, both on electronic kiosk and manual request form processing including the knowing involvements of how and what, gang stalking, as confirmed noteworthy relevance that Dr. Burrow's court competence review, she first had with me confirmed here precognitive of knowledge of the mental health influences of gang stalking and I had non-drug-induced psychosis and not competent for court. I am in need of establishing non-drug-induced psychosis means actually hate, or outside victimization of gang-stalking-induced psychosis while also needing to follow up on what is an absolute truth-based report of facility-wide hate motives to silence what must be deducted from my experiences as a jailhouse operations audit as stated several times to several key persons. My goals with this reporting audit is to provide adaptive and permanent solutions to malign trusts collectively and CUMULATIVELY affecting social trust in our greater communities and national social fabric that has been given an understanding by established published social and political science research on the origins of how erosion of trust causes mass shootings and how such published science findings also involve gang stalking. As just described, the erosion of trust is collective and cumulative in the view of what is termed, #social trust, or social capital. Once trust slides to a digression scale of total loss of trust, what I call over the horizon, s shadow, trust cannot just be reset. Trust begins at zero only with committed understanding that the resolve of these social issues are vastly our collective fault and generational and moral agency and moral responsibilities to correct these conditions are also collective. Moral responsibility individually moves onto moral agency, according to computing and moral responsibility, ref, plato.stanford.edu, when the harm being done is established. When I was in county jail detainment, I was not aware of these several themed Austin News report. Watch, new Williamson County Sheriff reboots department and reputation, KVUE, on YouTube https://YouTube. /fiducish8mentioned, community trust https://www.kvu.com/article/news/local/williamson-county/williamson-county-history-injustice-racism-use-of-force-corruption/269-30-ed-20-ef-EF-36-4304-8446-4DOOD-813-2BF3 Williamson counties, law and order, reputation has led to years of corruption allegations. Williamson County has long prided itself on being tough on crime. But some feel that reputation has led to some of the controversies the county has faced. Tony Plohetsky, Brittany Eubank play video https://www.kvu.com/video/news/investigation/defender/williamson-counties-law-and-order-reputation-led-to-corruption-officials-say/269-15d3b716-4faa-4f-4a0caf438224. JW source equals CL, -8 months ago reporting. Witnessing prosecution a new Williamson County, a focus on integrity, new sheriff in town, Williamson County is tough on crime, is something many Central Texans have heard for decades. The county has long been known as a place with a strict criminal justice system. That reputation has led a lot of people to move to the county, excited to hear it's a safe place to raise a family. But some believe it has also led to the numerous controversies the county has faced in recent history. In the past few years, Williamson County has been in the news for incidents involving use of force by law enforcement, questionable practices within the sheriff's department and a wrongful conviction that made national headlines. For this KVUE Defenders report, senior reporter Tony Plohetsky spoke to a long-time Williamson County resident about the racial tensions she's felt throughout her life. He asked two lawyers, one a former state representative, about the history of the tough-on-crime narrative affecting prosecutors and court proceedings. And he spoke to District Attorney Sean Dick and newly-elected Sheriff Mike Gleason about what they're doing to better Williamson County moving forward. Twitter, Tony Plohetsky at tplohetsky, investigative reporter at Statesman and at Kavu. 2021 winner, National Murrow Award, U.S. Hillman Prize, Dan Rather Medal, Texas Star Reporter of the Year. In contrast, My experiences of a 2+ month stay as an inmate pulled off an Amtrak train scheduled from San Bernardino, CA to New York City to visit the United Nations to report unveiling life conditions of hate-based persecution as being a targeted individual of gangstalking now placed into research. Mental health research findings is a real condition of hate persecution affecting tens of thousands of persons targeted by a criminal activity known as gangstalking. I am a victim for over 16 years. Dash, my name is James Martin Driscoll. I have had a recent detention Georgetown Williamson County Jailhouse. My experience is that I need to express our most serious to the degree that what I must report must also be reported to our federal law enforcement oversights of the Department of Justice, FBI, Department of Homeland Security. My current status of legal jeopardy with Texan law was controlled substance possession of a little more than a gram of methamphetamine, making the charges a felony, were erratically and irrationally dismissed after an almost 3 full week unjustified punishment to be rolled into isolating constant suicide watch CSW infirmary cell block. Not once was it that I was demonstrating outrageous behavioral issues. Not a single outburst occurrence, and day to day it would be apparent I was being subjugated to an indifference of policy procedures as shift by shift I was speaking out about the maladjusted facility-wide operations environment, not adhering to a definition of a law enforcement correctional facility. What I define there as a system-wide jailhouse induction of distrustful activities is a long-termed in operational influential corrupt of trust's hate incubator. Inspections of the jailhouse fire protection codes must be fraudulent to have all of the smoke detectors in cell block infirmary removed from the ceilings of all 24 fully enclosed cells where properly as code required each enclosed space be covered by a fire sprinkler. Fire code requires these missing smoke detectors that in each cell in infirmary on the ceiling replaced by an overpainted metal cover. Most noteworthy also, even as irrational it might seem on your end to conclude future use tampering of the jailhouse specification here, each of these 24 cells observed personally and prospectively observed by engaged betrusted trustee inmate that all 24 cells in infirmary had all enclosed cells, noting medically defined as spec built needs not being utilized in this manner. Enclosed cells for infectious diseases control and availability of 120-volt electrical supply without a smoke detectors even if just happenstance, this cell block ripe for smoking human flesh not triggering alarms. With the additional intentional modification subject to misalignment of operations is a swap of electronic controlled water flush in cell block C11, Southside, were intentionally replaced and swapped from the original spec jailhouse where of course infirmary cell number 23 considered a padded cell for #level 1 #inmates. What was found and obviously scored and cut out from the missing piece of padding on the floor of padded cell infirm number 23 around the water sink toilet utility to spec, I tested it. Unyielding uncontrolled flushing, more than 15 flushes in a row before someone on guard level turned a valve that in cell block C11, there is an electronic controller only allowing 2 flushes than an hour pause. The toilet installed in padded cell could be used to commit suicide by drowning or as described in future applications of this actual setup operating intentionally with unlimited misused water flow with ELECTRIAL supply at 120V in replacement to a non-existent AMP size circuit breakers holding space for malicious purposes is a tortue chamber with smoke filled human flesh on the tortue block smoking with no alarms. Even if just happenstance, playing a most deceitful and devious role after in government takeover insurrection such as real happened January 6, 2021, it is jailhouses set up as hate incubators across the entire nation, in the hands of hate group collective operations treasonous to the possibility what I observed must be taken into accountability, even if just happenstance addressed by upper staff at Williamson County Sheriff and law enforcement and this correction applied across our nation as crime prevention of a national security matter in the reporting classification of terrorism that this report must be taken 1000% serious to warrant an official cross-reporting to my experience in detained status including the personal knowledgeable given notice to several key staff. Booking number 21-192333 inmate, James Martin Driscoll electronic kiosk records should be referenced and if altered original records on server must be restored by smartjailmail.com with the assistance of federal sourced insurrection investigation contact. Smartjailmail, https://www.smartjailmail.com/contact-us.cfm, Dear Smart Jailmail, my name is James Martin Driscoll and first was a recent detainee at the Williamson County, Texas jailhouse in Georgetown. My booking record there is 21-192333. I have experienced a detention stay in jail accompanied by the electronic kiosk interface that I need preserved for possible review by federal law enforcement oversights of the Department of Justice, FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Personally observed and witness not holding anything back or written records into the system including to family mother and my cousin who happens to be a retired FBI agent. What I observed and placed into written records on the kiosk is quite disturbing. I need from you number one to reflect on Williamson County controversial accounts that are placed into news accounts, with Austin, Texas TV reporting which I did not become aware of, until my return home to California. What is most apparent is that the smartjailmail.com kiosks have featured intentionally disabled control key which the mechanics 9F the engineering of the hardware and keyboard for this exact jailhouse environment includes the use of the control key. It was disabled across all location kiosks I attempted dash the malformed installation is jailhouse and most likely countywide. This is a still in draft copy being of an email directed to the main jailhouse email address. This is a violation of Declaration of Human Rights, UN.org, Article 19. This was enacted in late 1940s. The two areas of exact violations of Article 19, freedom of expression, is everyone, including persons housed in county jail, has this right. Article 19, everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. https://www.dachin.org/about-us-uni. Universal Declaration of Human Rights, intentional maligned installation inactivated control key prevents copy/bast from being system OS, Linux, utilized in communications thus preventing inmates' rights in communications without interference and to impair information, transfer details of medical request etc. conversations into the transit care of external sourced email parties. All email contents to outside persons have a very large max size but without paste references both ways of information society resources cannot be effectively shared. All outgoing emails must be fully char by char typed. This is not the legal installation setup specifications of your provided service email interface. I need help and oversight admin assistance on how to manage a communications audit of the installations countywide at Williamson County, Texas and beyond nationally. Read email draft to jail@wilco.org, key staff at Williamson County that were provided truth observations provided to federal enforcement. Consult with electronic records for which several of these personnel I did have brief conversations of importance. LT, WHELLIS, Medical, and CO Radke, Female, Guard Ryan, Guard Kennedy, Guard Ortiz and one more key personnel I can't remember his name. I do believe he is the main jailhouse operations supervisor and his main workstation is center floor booking. Contact to Smart Jailmail. I am a former inmate from Williamson County, Texas Jailhouse in Georgetown. This jailhouse has smartjailmail.com installed for inmate use. Data record booking ID, 21-192333 James Martin Driscoll Begg, August 18th first court date. September 1st subsequent court date, November 10th padded cell confinement began September 21st released and dismissed charges approximately 3 weeks continuous. Transferred to behavioral health hospitalization status, involuntary medical department electronic record must be preserved. I have some very serious irregularities to report about the Smart Jailmail kiosk installations and various operational standings or interferences as a calculated communication bias not being placed into legal reference aspects of international and United States laws. You might find a YouTube and general web search addressing prior news accounts of controversy relevant before making inquiry to jailhouse/sheriff's contacts. Watch, new Williamson County Sheriff reboots department and reputation, KVUE, on YouTube https://youtube.com/fiduciary8mentioned, community trust https://www.kvu.com/article/news/local/williamson-county/williamson-county-history-injustice-racism-use-of-force-corruption/269-30ed-20ef-ef-36-4304-8446-4DOOD-813-2BF3 Williamson Counties, Law and Order, reputation has led to years of corruption allegations. Williamson County has long prided itself on being tough on crime. But some feel that reputation has led to some of the controversies the county has faced. Tony Plohetsky, Brittany Eubank play video https://www.kvu.com/video/news/investigation/defender/williamson-counties-law-and-order-reputation-has-led-to-corruption-officials-say/269-15d3b-716-4faa-4f-4a0caf438224 JW source equals CL, dash 8 months ago reporting. And still what I experienced and observed are serious violations of laws governing communications to the outside world, observed and noted deleted portions of text in submissions to medical requests. This deletion observed and noted to CO Radke. Eventually restored and denied by SGT. Bennett in the written record and what I classify as a single-minded broken record agenda of, psyche eval, agenda of medical staff. These detailed concerns were mentioned to Lieutenant Wheelis, Medical Department Command staff, in the days confined to a padded cell for going on an obviously abusive and punitive duration of 3 weeks. Additionally, my inquiry here is preclusively composed to understand the data service records of your Smart Jailmail interface, modifications to records as a cover-up by key law enforcement county sheriff personnel and most likely involvements of reports of serious jailhouse malaligned operations to federal legal enforcement agencies to include the Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Department of Homeland Security, the American Civil Liberties Union, the United Nations SPECFICALLY. Enable@un.org, which I have been directing a story of hate persecution for about 5 years prior. Of course this contact form here to Smart Jailmail is strictly an introduction and I welcome further follow-up discussions. Eventually my efforts here are to address several issues without compromise that the operations of Williamson County, Texas is not being administered as a legal operations of a correctional facility but an intentional malignant operation which I describe as an long-term cultural affect of an imposed county governmental funded scheme as a government-sponsored and funded, hate incubator, involved in this assessment is modified assigned jail cells in the section cell block known as infirmary. Cells are fully enclosed single human occupancy assuming I guess infectious disease control. However my experience and truthful observations and what occurred to get me punitively placed into a padded cell for 3 weeks. This cell not made like the others. Other cell configurations in infirmary include cells with full use showers. A padded cell implies that medically, I was a constant danger to self-injury. Which is not, was not, and never was true that my detainment stay was in a suicidal emotional stance. But the configuration of my cell and the attempts at psychological manipulations incurred from my August 18th first day detainment must be marked for a full analyzed understanding why I describe this jailhouse as a hate incubator. T in pod S to the reasons I requested bunk reassignment after a heart-to-heart 4 a.m. upset conversation with CO Radke. It was later under guard Matthews and an email on record that I composed to my cousin, former retired FBI agent, John Michael Talbot that I was making note to guard Matthews that he was welcome to read the correspondence and to share to the other staff. At this point, a huge number of the men held in pod S turned hate on me. What needs to be assembled perhaps to the review of happenstance why and what exactly happened leading to me being placed into a padded cell just to keep me apart and isolating to shut out and shut me up about what eventually came full circle to define a jailhouse corrections facility maligned of that operational effect and actually a well-established interpersonal codependency of interactivity between two divisive cultures being allowed to maintain the division of hate-biased cultural identity or aligned purpose of about 20% guards who are on the side of hate. Denoting and demonstrating uncaring 15 minutes watch rounds electronically assisted station by station checks and the rest knowing what is going on. Of course station to station have timed normals benchmarked into the electronic spec system. Maximum timeouts mean too much talking, gabbing, and of course incentives a rationally applied caring concern curve to check in and perform the duty of guard watch rounds including taking individual photos of those on the suicide watch list. More to the point of needing access to the written account placed into the use of the smart jailmail kiosk access to medical related requests. In my full account written record detention, on written communications to medical staff, from the beginning I claimed that I wanted to remain on the suicide watch list until a certain specific topic of mental health relevant research finding publications found at the National Institutes of Health, NI.gov, were instrumentality placed into foundational, mental health relevance, understanding and use in my need to address what is criminal activity that I am being subjected to on at least a weekly basis in my life unstoppable and unaddressable by my hometown police. This has been mentally abusive in my life involved for over 16 years. What I described to medical department regarding my need to retain suicide watch status inside jail until this matter of gang stalking is officially acknowledged had as actual truth defining the online accounts of narratives posting across the internet affixed to the cultural identity of gang stalking and targeted individuals. So retaining suicide watch list status shows a declination of time caring missteps by station to station check-in where the minimum time specs must be out of whack to facilitate guard watch tasks. It becomes apparent which guards are being real to the care and cause of their tasks and which guards don't give a flying fuck and apparently these rules of engagement of hate culture affects the whole trustee status inmates population more than one may not be aware of. As a matter of principles being subjected to hate, harassment, and general taunting, the electronic device the guards carry produces a very identifiable sound and alerts the aligned to this hate culture population the guard is coming. Depending on who is where, 20% of the guards with this unimpeded effect embedded in the interpersonal involvements can choose to look the other way when activity of the striped clothed trustees might be harassing engaged producing and hate incubator floundered out of and way abused trust quotient between inmates. Psychological manipulations is the result. What I can only truthfully define as intentional modification to jailhouse operational structure changes. Not trivialized but analyzed. The role of a peace builder WHO going in has knowledgeable applications of these considerations and WHOIAM also the owner of an informational theory information society networking interface known as a trust building and binding network. The jailhouse deviations from the original built operations of the direct supervision facility originally opened in 2003 has consequences that I at the time of my 2 month separation from the outside informational society web did not include the news accounts and relevance discovery also affixed to this disclosure inquiry. I have moral agency to understand the process pinning of hate culture still in full sustained operation apparently not given full accurate address to attenuate the abuse. The intentional maligned installations of operations equipment includes the smartjailmail.com kiosk application your agency outsourced provides in the electronic records interface. Jailhouse physical address, 306 W 4th Street info from their website. I am building a directed to named individuals list of associated responsibilities which must also assign and reference smartjailmail. Please respond inclusive of this need to this contact form inquiry. Other assignments of maligned operations under jailhouse observed and subjected to U Command Staff Victim Assistance Community Liaison Contact Williamson County Sheriff's Office Williamson County, Texas 508S Rock Street Georgetown, TX78626 Phone, 512-943-1300 Non-Emergency, 512-864-8282 Fax, 512-943-1444 Mike Gleason Sheriff Williamson County, Texas Corrections Division The Williamson County Sheriff's Office Corrections Bureau Chief and Commanders are responsible for maintaining a jail system that houses a daily population of approximately 650 inmates. The county-owned and operated facility in Georgetown handles all the intakes and releases of approximately 14,000 people a year that are arrested within Williamson County. A new direct supervision facility was opened in late 2003. Initially, with this expansion, the county jail has bed space for 768 inmates with a plan in place for a future expansion that will make the completed capacity of the Williamson County Jail 1,544 beds. The current jail staff of 284 officers and civilian personnel provides 24-hour-a-day security for the jail and performs many other tasks. These tasks include the transportation of inmates to and from court, the pick-up of inmates from other counties and states, supervision of inmate recreation, visitation and other activities along with the record-keeping and administration of the Corrections Bureau $14 million annual budget. Williamson County also provides food service and medical, mental and dental care to all incarcerated individuals. Education and religious services are also available to all inmates. In addition, the security of the Williamson County Justice Center Courthouse Annex is administered by bailiffs attached to the Corrections Bureau. Email address, jail@wilco.org. A draft in composition mode is titled, Most Serious, Reporting Jailhouse Operations Congruence to a Successful Future Time Insurrection of Our Country Government, January 6, 2021 already happened, Most Serious, this email text being submitted to several lead associations that must take what is introduced here as a very serious matter of maligned county jailhouse operations. I am placing an introduction of this matter to outgoing contacts, name identification bold in red, Williamson County, Texas Jail main email address. jail@wilco.org. I request this email be directed to Lieutenant Wellis Medical, for his interfaced knowledge of my detainment records, medical records requests, both on electronic kiosk and manual request form processing including the knowing involvements of how and what, gang stalking, as confirmed noteworthy relevance that Dr. Burrow's court competence review, she first had with me confirmed here precognitive of knowledge of the mental health influences of gang stalking and I had non-drug-induced psychosis and not competent for court. I am in need of establishing non-drug-induced psychosis means actually hate, or outside victimization of gang-stalking-induced psychosis while also needing to follow up on what is an absolute truth-based report of facility-wide hate motives to silence what must be deducted from my experiences as a jailhouse operations audit as stated several times to several key persons. My goals with this reporting audit is to provide adaptive and permanent solutions to malign trusts collectively and CUMULATIVELY affecting social trust in our greater communities and national social fabric that has been given an understanding by established published social and political science research on the origins of how erosion of trusts causes mass shootings and how such published science findings also involve gang stalking. As just described, the erosion of trust is collective and cumulative in the view of what is termed, hashtag social trust, or social capital. Once trust slides to a digression scale of total loss of trust, what I call over the horizon's shadow, trust cannot just be reset. Trust begins at zero only with committed understanding that the resolve of these social issues are vastly our collective fault and generational and moral agency and moral responsibilities to correct these conditions are also collective. Moral responsibility individually moves onto moral agency, according to computing and moral responsibility, ref, plato.stanford.edu, when the harm being done is established. When I was in county jail detainment, I was not aware of these several themed Austin News report. Watch, new Williamson County Sheriff reboots department and reputation, KVUE, on YouTube https://youtube. /fiduciary8mentioned, community trust https://www.kvu.com/article/news/local/williamson-county/williamson-county-history-injustice-racism-use-of-force-corruption/269-30-ed-20-ef-36-4304-8446-4DOOD-813-2BF3 Williamson counties, law and order, reputation has led to years of corruption allegations. Williamson County has long prided itself on being tough on crime. But some feel that reputation has led to some of the controversies the county has faced. Tony Plohetsky, Brittany Eubank play video https://www.kvu.com/video/news/investigation/defender/williamson-counties-law-and-order-reputation-led-to-corruption-officials-say/269-15d3b716-4faa-4f-4a0caf438224. JW source equals CL, 8 months ago reporting. Witnessing prosecution a new Williamson County a focus on integrity new sheriff in town, Williamson County is tough on crime, is something many Central Texans have heard for decades. The county has long been known as a place with a strict criminal justice system. That reputation has led a lot of people to move to the county, excited to hear it's a safe place to raise a family. But some believe it has also led to the numerous controversies the county has faced in recent history. In the past few years, Williamson County has been in the news for incidents involving use of force by law enforcement, questionable practices within the sheriff's department and a wrongful conviction that made national headlines. For this KVUE Defenders Report, senior reporter Tony Plohetsky spoke to a long-time Williamson County resident about the racial tensions she's felt throughout her life. he asked two lawyers, one a former state representative, about the history of the tough-on-crime narrative affecting prosecutors and court proceedings. And he spoke to District Attorney Sean Dick and newly-elected Sheriff Mike Gleason about what they're doing to better Williamson County moving forward. Twitter, Tony Plohetsky, a T-Plohetsky investigative reporter at Statesman and at Kvue. 2021 winner, National Murrow Award, U.S. Hillman Prize, Dan Rather Medal, Texas Star Reporter of the Year. Dash in contrast, my experiences of a 2+ month stay as an inmate pulled off an Amtrak train scheduled from San Bernardino, CA to New York City to visit the United Nations to report unveiling life conditions of hate-based persecution as being a targeted individual of gangstalking now placed into research. Mental health research findings is a real condition of hate persecution affecting tens of thousands of persons targeted by a criminal activity known as gangstalking. I am a victim for over 16 years. Dash, my name is James Martin Driscoll. I have had a recent detention Georgetown Williamson County Jailhouse. My experience is that I need to express our most serious to the degree that what I must report must also be reported to our federal law enforcement oversights of the Department of Justice, FBI, Department of Homeland Security. My current status of legal jeopardy with Texan law was controlled substance possession of a little more than a gram of methamphetamine, making the charges a felony, were erratically and irrationally dismissed after an almost 3 full week unjustified punishment to be rolled into isolating constant suicide watch CSW infirmary cell block. Not once was it that I was demonstrating outrageous behavioral issues. Not a single outburst occurrence, and day to day it would be apparent I was being subjugated to an indifference of policy procedures as shift by shift I was speaking out about the maladjusted facility-wide operations environment not adhering to a definition of a law enforcement correctional facility. What I define there is a system-wide jailhouse induction of distrustful activities as a long-termed in operational influential corrupt of trust's hate incubator. Inspections of the jailhouse fire protection codes must be fraudulent to have all of the smoke detectors in cell block infirmary removed from the ceilings of all 24 fully enclosed cells where properly as code required each enclosed space be covered by a fire sprinkler. Fire code requires these missing smoke detectors that in each cell in infirmary on the ceiling replaced by an overpainted metal cover. Most noteworthy also, even as irrational it might seem on your end to conclude future use tampering of the jailhouse specification here, each of these 24 cells observed personally and prospectively observed by engaged betrusted trustee inmate that all 24 cells in infirmary had all enclosed cells, noting medically defined as spec built needs not being utilized in this manner. Enclosed cells for infectious diseases control and availability of 120-volt electrical supply without a smoke detectors even if just happenstance, this cell block right for smoking human flesh not triggering alarms. With the additional intentional modification subject to misalignment of operations is a swap of electronic controlled water flush in cell block C11, south side, were intentionally replaced and swapped from the original spec jailhouse where of course infirmary cell number 23 considered a padded cell for #level 1# inmates. What was found and obviously scored and cut out from the missing piece of padding on the floor of padded cell infirm number 23 around the water sink toilet utility to spec, I tested it. Unyielding uncontrolled flushing, more than 15 flushes in a row before someone on guard level turned a valve that in cell block C11, there is an electronic controller only allowing 2 flushes than an hour pause. The toilet installed in padded cell could be used to commit suicide by drowning or as described in future applications of this actual setup operating intentionally with unlimited misused water flow with ELECTRIAL supply at 120V in replacement to a non-existent AMP size circuit breakers holding space for malicious purposes as a tortue chamber with smoke filled human flesh on the tortue block smoking with no alarms. Even if just happenstance, playing a most deceitful and devious role after in government takeover insurrections such as real happened January 6, 2021, it is jailhouses set up as hate incubators across the entire nation, in the hands of hate group collective operations treasonous to the possibility what I observed must be taken into accountability, even if just happenstance addressed by upper staff at Williamson County Sheriff and law enforcement and this correction applied across our nation as crime prevention of a national security matter in the reporting classification of terrorism that this report must be taken 1000% serious to warrant an official cross-reporting to my experience in detained status including the personal knowledgeable given notice to several key staff. Booking number 21-192333 inmate, James Martin Driscoll electronic kiosk records should be referenced and if altered original records on server must be restored by smartjailmail.com with the assistance of federal sourced insurrection investigation contact. Smartjailmail, https://www.smartjailmail.com/contact-us.cfm, Dear Smart Jailmail, my name is James Martin Driscoll and first was a recent detainee at the Williamson County, Texas jailhouse in Georgetown. My booking record there is 21-192333. I have experienced a detention stay in jail accompanied by the electronic kiosk interface that I need preserved for possible review by federal law enforcement oversights of the Department of Justice, FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Personally observed and witness not holding anything back or written records into the system including to family mother and my cousin who happens to be a retired FBI agent. What I observed and placed into written records on the kiosk is quite disturbing. I need from you number one to reflect on Williamson County controversial accounts that are placed into news accounts, with Austin, Texas TV reporting which I did not become aware of, until my return home to California. What is most apparent is that the smartjailmail.com kiosks have featured intentionally disabled control key, which the mechanics 9F the engineering of the hardware and keyboard for this exact jailhouse environment includes the use of the control key. It was disabled across all location kiosks I attempted - the malformed installation is jailhouse and most likely countywide. This is a still in draft copy being of an email directed to the main jailhouse email address. This is a violation of Declaration of Human Rights, UN.org, Article 19. This was enacted in late 1940s. The two areas of exact violations of ARTCLE 19, freedom of expression, is everyone, including persons housed in county jail, has this right. Article 19, everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. https://www.chin.org/about-us-uni. Universal Declaration of Human Rights, intentional maligned installation inactivated control key prevents copy/bast from being system OS Linux utilized in communications, thus preventing inmates' rights in communications without interference and to impair information, transfer details of medical request etc. conversations into the transit care of external sourced email parties. All email contents to outside persons have a very large max size, but without paste references both ways of information society resources cannot be effectively shared. All outgoing emails must be fully char by char typed. This is not the legal installation setup specifications of your provided service email interface. I need help and oversight admin assistance on how to manage a communications audit of the installations countywide at Williamson County, Texas and beyond nationally. Read email draft to jail@wilco.org, key staff at Williamson County that were provided truth observations provided to federal enforcement. Consult with electronic records for which several of these personnel I did have brief conversations of importance. LT. WHELLIS Medical, and CO Radke Female, Guard Ryan, Guard Kennedy, Guard Ortiz and one more key personnel I can't remember his name. I do believe he is the main jailhouse operations supervisor and his main workstation is center floor booking. Contact to Smart Jailmail. I am a former inmate from Williamson County, Texas jailhouse in Georgetown. This jailhouse has smartjailmail.com installed for inmate use. Data record booking ID, 21-192333 James Martin Driscoll Begg, August 18th first court date. September 1st subsequent court date, November 10th padded cell confinement began September 21st released and dismissed charges approximately 3 weeks continuous. Transferred to behavioral health hospitalization status, involuntary medical department electronic record must be preserved. I have some very serious irregularities to report about the smart jailmail kiosk installations and various operational standings or interferences as a calculated communication bias not being placed into legal reference aspects of international and United States laws. You might find a YouTube and general web search addressing prior news accounts of controversy relevant before making inquiry to jailhouse/sheriff's contacts. Watch, new Williamson County Sheriff reboots department and reputation KVUE, on YouTube https://youtube.com/fiducish8mentioned, community trust https://www.kvu.com/article/news/local/williamson-county/williamson-county-history-injustice-racism-use-of-force-corruptions/269-30-ed-20-ef-36-4304-8446-4DOOD-813-2BF3 Williamson Counties, Law and Order, reputation has led to years of corruption allegations. Williamson County has long prided itself on crime. But some feel that reputation has led to some of the controversies the county has faced. Tony Plohetsky, Brittany Eubank play video https://www.kvu.com/video/news/investigation/defender/williamson-counties-law-and-order-reputation-led-to-corruption-officials-say/200-69-15-D3B-700-16-4FAA-4F-4A0CAF-438-224-JW-source=CL-8 months ago reporting. And still what I experienced and observed are serious violations of laws governing communications to the outside world, observed and noted deleted portions of text in submissions to medical requests. This deletion observed and noted to CO Radke. Eventually restored and denied by SGT. Bennett in the written record and what I classify as a single-minded broken record agenda of, psyche eval, agenda of medical staff. These detailed concerns were mentioned to Lieutenant Wheelis, Medical Department Command staff, in the days confined to a padded cell for going on an obviously abusive and punitive duration of 3 weeks. Additionally, my inquiry here is preclusively composed to understand the data service records of your smart jailmail interface, modifications to records as a cover-up by key law enforcement county sheriff personnel and most likely involvements of reports of serious jailhouse malaligned operations to federal legal enforcement agencies to include the Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Department of Homeland Security, the American Civil Liberties Union, the United Nations SPECFICALLY. Enable at un.org, which I have been directing a story of hate persecution for about 5 years prior. Of course, this contact form here to Smart Jailmail is strictly an introduction, and I welcome further follow-up discussions. Eventually, my efforts here are to address several issues without compromise that the operations of Williamson County, Texas is not being administered as illegal operations of a correctional facility but an intentional malignant operation which I describe as a long-term cultural affect of an imposed county governmental funded scheme as a government-sponsored and funded hate incubator. Involved in this assessment is modified assigned jail cells in the section cell block known as infirmary. Cells are fully enclosed single human occupancy assuming I guess infectious disease control. However, my experience and truthful observations and what occurred to get me punitively placed into a padded cell for 3 weeks. This cell not made like the others. Other cell configurations in infirmary include cells with full use showers. A padded cell implies that medically, I was a constant danger to self-injury. Which is not, was not, and never was true that my detainment stay was in a suicidal emotional stance. But the configuration of my cell and the attempts at psychological manipulations incurred from my August 18th first day detainment must be marked for a full analyzed understanding why I describe this jailhouse as a hate incubator. T in pod S to the reasons I requested bunk reassignment after a heart-to-heart 4 a.m. upset conversation with CO Radke. It was later under guard Matthews and an email on record that I composed to my cousin, former retired FBI agent, John Michael Talbot, that I was making note to guard Matthews that he was welcome to read the correspondence and to share to the other staff. At this point, a huge number of the men held in pod S turned hate on me. What needs to be assembled perhaps to the review of happenstance why and what exactly happened leading to me being placed into a padded cell just to keep me apart and isolating to shut out and shut me up about what eventually came full circle to define a jailhouse corrections facility maligned of that operational effect and actually a well-established interpersonal codependency of interactivity between two divisive cultures being allowed to maintain the division of hate-biased cultural identity or aligned purpose of about 20% guards who are on the side of hate. Denoting and demonstrating uncaring 15 minutes watch rounds electronically assisted station by station checks and the rest knowing what is going on. Of course, station to station have timed normals benchmarked into the electronic spec system. Maximum timeouts mean too much talking, gabbing, and of course incentives a rationally applied caring concern curve to check in and perform the duty of guard watch rounds including taking individual photos of those on the suicide watch list. More to the point of needing access to the written account placed into the use of the Smart Jailmail kiosk access to medical related requests. In my full account written record detention, on written communications to medical staff, from the beginning I claimed that I wanted to remain on the suicide watch list until a certain specific topic of mental health relevant research finding publications found at the National Institutes of Health, NI.gov, were instrumentality placed into foundational, mental health relevance, understanding and use in my need to address what is criminal activity that I am being subjected to on at least a weekly basis in my life unstoppable and unaddressable by my hometown police. This has been mentally abusive in my life involved for over 16 years. What I described to medical department regarding my need to retain suicide watch status inside jail until this matter of gang stalking is officially acknowledged had as actual truth defining the online accounts of narratives posting across the internet affixed to the cultural identity of gang stalking and targeted individuals. So retaining suicide watch list status shows a declination of time carrying missteps by station to station check-in where the minimum time specs must be out of whack to facilitate guard watch tasks. It becomes apparent which guards are being real to the care and cause of their tasks and which guards don't give a flying fuck, and apparently these rules of engagement of hate culture affects the whole trustee status inmates population more than one may not be aware of. As a matter of principles being subjected to hate, harassment, and general taunting, the electronic device the guards carry produces a very identifiable sound and alerts the aligned to this hate culture population the guard is coming. Depending on who is where, 20% of the guards with this unimpeded effect embedded in the interpersonal involvements can choose to look the other way when activity of the striped-clothed trustees might be harassing, engaged, producing and hate incubator floundered out of an way abused trust quotient between inmates. Psychological manipulations is the result. What I can only truthfully define as intentional modification to jailhouse operational structure changes. Not trivialized but analyzed. The role of a peace builder WHO going in has knowledgeable applications of these considerations, and WHO I am also the owner of an informational theory information society networking interface known as a trust building and binding network. The jailhouse deviations from the original built operations of the direct supervision facility originally opened in 2003 has consequences that I at the time of my 2 month separation from the outside informational society web did not include the news accounts and relevance discovery also affixed to this disclosure inquiry. I have moral agency to understand the process pinning of hate culture still in full sustained operation apparently not given full accurate address to attenuate the abuse. The intentional maligned installations of operations equipment includes the smartjailmail.com kiosk application your agency outsourced provides in the electronic records interface. Jailhouse physical address, 306 W 4th Street info from their website. I am building a directed to named individuals list of associated responsibilities which must also assign and reference Smart Jailmail. Please respond inclusive of this need to this contact form inquiry. Other assignments of maligned operations under jailhouse observed and subjected to U Command Staff Victim Assistance Community Liaison Contact Williamson County Sheriff's Office Williamson County, Texas 508S Rock Street Georgetown, TX78626 Phone, 512-943-1300 Non-Emergency, 512-864-8282 Fax, 512-943-1444 Mike Gleason Sheriff Williamson County, Texas Corrections Division The Williamson County Sheriff's Office Corrections Bureau Chief and Commanders are responsible for maintaining a jail system that houses a daily population of approximately 650 inmates. The county-owned and operated facility in Georgetown handles all the intakes and releases of approximately 14,000 people a year that are arrested within Williamson County. A new direct supervision facility was opened in late 2003. Initially, with this expansion, the county jail has bed space for 768 inmates with a plan in place for a future expansion that will make the completed capacity of the Williamson County Jail 1,544 beds. The current jail staff of 284 officers and civilian personnel provides 24-hour-a-day security for the jail and performs many other tasks. These tasks include the transportation of inmates to and from court, the pick-up of inmates from other counties and states, supervision of inmate recreation, visitation and other activities along with the record-keeping and administration of the Corrections Bureau $14 million annual budget. Williamson County also provides food service and medical, mental and dental care to all incarcerated individuals. Education and religious services are also available to all inmates. In addition, the security of the Williamson County Justice Center Courthouse Annex is administered by bailiffs attached to the Corrections Bureau. Email address, jail@wilco.org-a-draft in composition mode is titled, Most Serious, Reporting Jailhouse Operations Congruence to a Successful Future Time Insurrection of Our Country Government, January 6, 2021 already happened, dash most serious, this email text being submitted to several lead associations that must take what is introduced here as a very serious matter of maligned county jailhouse operations. I am placing an introduction of this matter to outgoing contacts, name identification bold in red, Williamson County, Texas Jail main email address. jail@wilco.org. I request this email be directed to Lieutenant Wellis Medical, for his interfaced knowledge of my detainment records, medical records requests, both on electronic kiosk and manual request form processing including the knowing involvements of how and what, gang stalking, as confirmed noteworthy relevance that Dr. Burrow's court competence review, she first had with me confirmed here precognitive of knowledge of the mental health influences of gang stalking and I had non-drug-induced psychosis and not competent for court. I am in need of establishing non-drug-induced psychosis means actually hate, or outside victimization of gang-stalking-induced psychosis while also needing to follow up on what is an absolute truth-based report of facility-wide hate motives to silence what must be deducted from my experiences as a jailhouse operations audit as stated several times to several key persons, my goals with this reporting audit is to provide adaptive and permanent solutions to malign trusts collectively and CUMMLATIVELY affecting social trust in our greater communities and national social fabric that has been given an understanding by established published social and political science research on the origins of how erosion of trusts causes mass shootings and how such published science findings also involve gang stalking. As just described, the erosion of trust is collective and cumulative in the view of what is termed, hashtag social trust, or social capital. Once trust slides to a digression scale of total loss of trust, what I call over the horizon, s shadow, trust cannot just be reset. Trust begins at zero only with committed understanding that the resolve of these social issues are vastly our collective fault and generational and moral agency and moral responsibilities to correct these conditions are also collective. Moral responsibility individually moves onto moral agency, according to Computing and Moral Responsibility, Ref. Plato.Stanford.edu, when the harm being done is established. When I was in county jail detainment, I was not aware of these several themed Austin News report. Watch, new Williamson County Sheriff reboots department and reputation, KVUE, on YouTube https://YouTube. /fiduciegate mentioned, community trust https://www.kvu.com/article/news/local/williamson-county/county-history-injustice-racism-use-of-force-corruptions/269-30-ed-20-ef-ef-36-4304-8446-4DOOD-813-2BF3-Williamson counties, law and order, reputation has led to years of corruption allegations Williamson County has long prided itself on being tough on crime. But some feel that reputation has led to some of the controversies the county has faced. Tony Plohetsky, Brittany Eubank play video https://www.kvu.com/video/news/investigations/defender/williamson-counties-law-and-order-reputation-led-to-corruption-officials-say/269-15d3b716-4faa-4f-4a0caf438224. JW Source equals CL, dash 8 months ago reporting. Witnessing prosecution a new Williamson County a focus on integrity new sheriff in town, Williamson County is tough on crime, is something many Central Texans have heard for decades. The county has long been known as a place with a strict criminal justice system. That reputation has led a lot of people to move to the county, excited to hear it's a safe place to raise a family. But some believe it has also led to the numerous controversies the county has faced in recent history. In the past few years, Williamson County has been in the news for incidents involving use of force by law enforcement, questionable practices within the sheriff's department, and a wrongful conviction that made national headlines. For this KVUE Defenders Report, senior reporter Tony Plohetsky spoke to a long-time Williamson County resident about the racial tensions she's felt throughout her life. He asked two lawyers, one a former state representative, about the history of the tough-on-crime narrative affecting prosecutors and court proceedings. And he spoke to District Attorney Sean Dick and newly-elected Sheriff Mike Gleason about what they're doing to better Williamson County moving forward. Twitter, Tony Plohetsky at tplohetsky, investigative reporter at Statesman and at KVUE. 2021 winner, National Murrow Award, U.S. Hillman Prize, Dan Rather Medal, Texas Star Reporter of the Year. Dash in contrast, my experiences of a 2+ month stay as an inmate pulled off an Amtrak train scheduled from San Bernardino, CA to New York City to visit the United Nations to report unveiling life conditions of hate-based persecution as being a targeted individual of gangstalking now placed into research. Mental health research findings is a real condition of hate persecution affecting tens of thousands of persons targeted by a criminal activity known as gangstalking. I am a victim for over 16 years. Dash, my name is James Martin Driscoll. I have had a recent detention Georgetown Williamson County Jailhouse. My experience is that I need to express our most serious to the degree that what I must report must also be reported to our federal law enforcement oversights of the Department of Justice, FBI, Department of Homeland Security. My current status of legal jeopardy with Texan law was controlled substance possession of a little more than a gram of methamphetamine, making the charges a felony, were erratically and irrationally dismissed after an almost 3 full week unjustified punishment to be rolled into isolating constant suicide watch CSW infirmary cell block. Not once was it that I was demonstrating outrageous behavioral issues. Not a single outburst occurrence, and day to day it would be apparent I was being subjugated to an indifference of policy procedures as shift by shift I was speaking out about the maladjusted facility-wide operations environment not adhering to a definition of a law enforcement correctional facility. What I define there is a system-wide jailhouse induction of distrustful activities as a long-termed in operational influential corrupt of trust's hate incubator. Inspections of the jailhouse fire protection codes must be fraudulent to have all of the smoke detectors in cell block infirmary removed from the ceilings of all 24 fully enclosed cells where properly as code required each enclosed space be covered by a fire sprinkler. Fire code requires these missing smoke detectors that in each cell in infirmary on the ceiling replaced by an overpainted metal cover. Most noteworthy also, even as irrational it might seem on your end to conclude future use tampering of the jailhouse specification here, each of these 24 cells observed personally and prospectively observed by engaged betrusted trustee inmate that all 24 cells in infirmary had all enclosed cells, noting medically defined as spec built needs not being utilized in this manner. Enclosed cells for infectious diseases control and availability of 120 volt electrical supply without a smoke detectors even if just happenstance, this cell block ripe for smoking human flesh not triggering alarms. With the additional intentional modification subject to misalignment of operations is a swap of electronic controlled water flush in cell block C11, Southside, were intentionally replaced and swapped from the original spec jailhouse where of course infirmary cell number 23 considered a padded cell for #level 1# inmates. What was found and obviously scored and cut out from the missing piece of padding on the floor of padded cell infirm number 23 around the water sink toilet utility to spec, I tested it. Unyielding uncontrolled flushing, more than 15 flushes in a row before someone on guard level turned a valve that in cell block C11, there is an electronic controller only allowing 2 flushes than an hour pause. The toilet installed in padded cell could be used to commit suicide by drowning or as described in future applications of this actual setup operating intentionally with unlimited misused water flow with ELECTRIAL supply at 120 V in replacement to a non-existent AMP size circuit breakers holding space for malicious purposes is a tortue chamber with smoke filled human flesh on the tortue block smoking with no alarms. Even if just happenstance, playing a most deceitful and devious role after in government takeover insurrection such as real happened January 6, 2021, it is jailhouses set up as hate incubators across the entire nation, in the hands of hate group collective operations treasonous to the possibility what I observed must be taken into accountability, even if just happenstance addressed by upper staff at Williamson County Sheriff and law enforcement and this correction applied across our nation as crime prevention of a national security matter in the reporting classification of terrorism that this report must be taken 1000% serious to warrant an official cross-reporting to my experience in detained status including the personal knowledgeable given notice to several key staff. Booking number 21-192333 inmate, James Martin Driscoll electronic kiosk records should be referenced and if altered original records on server must be restored by smartjailmail.com with the assistance of federal sourced insurrection investigation contact. Smartjailmail, https://www.smartjailmail.com/contact-us.cfm, Dear Smart Jailmail, my name is James Martin Driscoll and first was a recent detainee at the Williamson County, Texas Jailhouse in Georgetown. My booking record there is 21-192333 I have experienced a detention stay in jail accompanied by the electronic kiosk interface that I need preserved for possible review by federal law enforcement oversights of the Department of Justice, FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Personally observed and witness not holding anything back or written records into the system including to family mother and my cousin who happens to be a retired FBI agent. What I observed and placed into written records on the kiosk is quite disturbing. I need from you number one to reflect on Williamson County controversial accounts that are placed into news accounts, with Austin, Texas TV reporting which I did not become aware of, until my return home to California. What is most apparent is that the smartjailmail.com kiosks have featured intentionally disabled control key which the mechanics 9F the engineering of the hardware and keyboard for this exact jailhouse environment includes the use of the control key. It was disabled across all location kiosks I attempted dash the malformed installation is jailhouse and most likely countywide. This is a still in draft copy being of an email directed to the main jailhouse email address. This is a violation of Declaration of Human Rights, UN.org, Article 19. This was enacted in late 1940s. The two areas of exact violations of ARTCLE 19, freedom of expression, is everyone, including persons housed in county jail, has this right. Article 19 Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. https://www.un.org/about-us-uni Universal Declaration of Human Rights, intentional maligned installation in activated control key prevents copy/bast from being system OS Linux utilized in communications thus preventing inmates' rights in communications without interference and to impair information, transfer details of medical request etc. conversations into the transit care of external sourced email parties. All email contents to outside persons have a very large max size but without paste references both ways of information society resources cannot be effectively shared. All outgoing emails must be fully char by char typed. This is not the legal installation setup specifications of your provided service email interface. I need help and oversight admin assistance on how to manage a communications audit of the installations countywide at Williamson County, Texas and beyond nationally. Read email draft to jail at wilco.org, key staff at Williamson County that were provided truth observations provided to federal enforcement. Consult with electronic records for which several of these personnel I did have brief conversations of importance. LT. WHELLIS, Medical, and CO Radke, Female, Guard Ryan, Guard Kennedy, Guard Ortiz and one more key personnel I can't remember his name. I do believe he is the main jailhouse operations supervisor and his main workstation is center floor booking. Contact to Smart Jailmail. I am a former inmate from Williamson County, Texas Jailhouse in Georgetown. This jailhouse has smartjailmail.com installed for inmate use. Data record booking ID, 21-192333 James Martin Driscoll Begg, August 18th first court date. September 1st subsequent court date, November 10th padded cell confinement began September 21st released and dismissed charges approximately 3 weeks continuous. Transferred to behavioral health hospitalization status, involuntary medical department electronic record must be preserved. I have some very serious irregularities to report about the smart jailmail kiosk installations and various operational standings or interferences as a calculated communication bias not being placed into legal reference aspects of international and United States laws. You might find a YouTube and general web search addressing prior news accounts of controversy relevant before making inquiry to jailhouse/sheriff's contacts. Watch, new Williamson County Sheriff reboots department and reputation, KVUE, on YouTube https://youtube.com/fiduciary8mentioned, community trust https://www.kvu.com/article/news/local/williamson-county/county-history-injustice-racism-use-force-corruption/269-30ed-20ef-ef36-4344-8404-6-4DOOD-813-2BF3 Williamson Counties, law and order, reputation has led to years of corruption allegations Williamson County has long prided itself on being tough on crime. But some feel that reputation has led to some of the controversies the county has faced. Tony Plohetsky, Brittany Eubank play video https://www.kvu.com/video/news/investigation/defender/williamson-counties-law-and-order-reputation-led-to-years-of-corruption-allegations-williamson-county-has-long-prided-itself-on-being-tough-on-crime. Until what I experienced and observed are serious violations of laws governing communications to the outside world, observed and noted deleted portions of text in submissions to medical requests. This deletion observed and noted to CO Radke. Eventually restored and denied by SGT. Bennett in the written record and what I classify as a single-minded broken record agenda of, psyche eval, agenda of medical staff. These detailed concerns were mentioned to Lieutenant Wheelis, Medical Department Command staff, in the days confined to a padded cell for going on an obviously abusive and punitive duration of 3 weeks. Additionally, my inquiry here is preclusively composed to understand the data service records of your smart jailmail interface, modifications to records as a cover-up by key law enforcement county sheriff personnel and most likely involvements of reports of serious jailhouse malaligned operations to federal legal enforcement agencies to include the Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Department of Homeland Security, the American Civil Liberties Union, the United Nations SPECFICALLY. Enable@un.org, which I have been directing a story of hate persecution for about 5 years prior. Of course, this contact form here to Smart Jailmail is strictly an introduction and I welcome further follow-up discussions. Eventually, my efforts here are to address several issues without compromise that the operations of Williamson County, Texas is not being administered as illegal operations of a correctional facility but an intentional malignant operation which I describe as a long-term cultural affect of an imposed county governmental funded scheme as a government-sponsored and funded hate incubator. Involved in this assessment is modified assigned jail cells in the section cell block known as infirmary. Cells are fully enclosed single human occupancy assuming infectious disease control. However, my experience and truthful observations and what occurred to get me punitively placed into a padded cell for 3 weeks. This cell not made like the others. Other cell configurations in infirmary include cells with full use showers. A padded cell implies that medically, I was a constant danger to self-injury. Which is not, was not, and never was true that my detainment stay was in a suicidal emotional stance. But the configuration of my cell and the attempts at psychological manipulations incurred from my August 18th first day detainment must be marked for a full analyzed understanding why I describe this jailhouse as a hate incubator. T in pod S to the reasons I requested bunk reassignment after a heart-to-heart 4 a.m. upset conversation with CO Radke. It was later under guard Matthews and an email on record that I composed to my cousin, former retired FBI agent, John Michael Talbot, that I was making note to guard Matthews that he was welcome to read the correspondence and to share to the other staff. At this point, a huge number of the men held in Pod S turned hate on me. What needs to be assembled perhaps to the review of happenstance why and what exactly happened leading to me being placed into a padded cell just to keep me apart and isolating to shut out and shut me up about what eventually came full circle to define a jailhouse corrections facility maligned of that operational effect and actually a well-established interpersonal codependency of interactivity between two divisive cultures being allowed to maintain the division of hate-biased cultural identity or aligned purpose of about 20% guards who are on the side of hate. Denoting and demonstrating uncaring 15 minutes watch rounds electronically assisted station by station checks and the rest knowing what is going on. Of course, station to station have timed normals benchmarked into the electronic spec system. Maximum timeouts mean too much talking, gabbing, and of course incentives a rationally applied caring concern curve to check in and perform the duty of guard watch rounds including taking individual photos of those on the suicide watch list. More to the point of needing access to the written account placed into the use of the smart jailmail kiosk access to medical related requests. In my full account written record detention, on written communications to medical staff, from the beginning I claimed that I wanted to remain on the suicide watch list until a certain specific topic of mental health relevant research finding publications found at the National Institutes of Health, NI.gov, were instrumentality placed into foundational, mental health relevance, understanding and use in my need to address what is criminal activity that I am being subjected to on at least a weekly basis in my life unstoppable and unaddressable by my hometown police. This has been mentally abusive in my life involved for over 16 years. What I described to medical department regarding my need to retain suicide watch status inside jail until this matter of gang stalking is officially acknowledged had as actual truth defining the online accounts of narratives posting across the internet affixed to the cultural identity of gang stalking and targeted individuals. So retaining suicide watch list status shows a declination of time carrying missteps by station to station check-in where the minimum time specs must be out of whack to facilitate guard watch tasks. It becomes apparent which guards are being real to the care and cause of their tasks and which guards don't give a flying fuck, and apparently these rules of engagement of hate culture affects the whole trustee status inmates population more than one may not be aware of. As a matter of principles being subjected to hate, harassment, and general taunting, the electronic device the guards carry produces a very identifiable sound and alerts the aligned to this hate culture population the guard is coming. Depending on who is where, 20% of the guards with this unimpeded effect embedded in the interpersonal involvements can choose to look the other way when activity of the striped-clothed trustees might be harassing, engage, producing and hate incubator floundered out of an way abused trust quotient between inmates. Psychological manipulations is the result. What I can only truthfully define as intentional modification to jailhouse operational structure changes. Not trivialized but analyzed. The role of a peace builder WHO going in has knowledgeable applications of these considerations, and WHO I am also the owner of an informational theory information society networking interface known as a trust building and binding network. The jailhouse deviations from the original built operations of the direct supervision facility originally opened in 2003 has consequences that I at the time of my 2 month separation from the outside informational society web did not include the news accounts and relevance discovery also affixed to this disclosure inquiry. I have moral agency to understand the process pinning of hate culture still in full sustained operation, apparently not given full accurate address to attenuate the abuse. The intentional maligned installations of operations equipment includes the smartjailmail.com kiosk application your agency outsourced provides in the electronic records interface. Jailhouse physical address, 306 W 4th Street. Info from their website. I am building a directed to named individuals list of associated responsibilities which must also assign and reference smartjailmail. Please respond inclusive of this need to this contact form inquiry. Other assignments of maligned operations under jailhouse observed and subjected to you command staff victim assistance community liaison contact Williamson County Sheriff's Office Williamson County, Texas 508 S Rock Street Georgetown, TX 78626 phone, 512-943-1300 non-emergency, 512-864-8282 fax, 512-943-1444 Mike Gleason Sheriff Williamson County, Texas Corrections Division The Williamson County Sheriff's Office Corrections Bureau Chief and Commanders are responsible for maintaining a jail system that houses a daily population of approximately 650 inmates. The county-owned and operated facility in Georgetown handles all the intakes and releases of approximately 14,000 people a year that are arrested within Williamson County. A new direct supervision facility was opened in late 2003. Initially, with this expansion, the county jail has bed space for 768 inmates with a plan in place for a future expansion that will make the completed capacity of the Williamson County Jail 1,544 beds. The current jail staff of 284 officers and civilian personnel provides 24-hour-a-day security for the jail and performs many other tasks. These tasks include the transportation of inmates to and from court, the pick-up of inmates from other counties and states, supervision of inmate recreation, visitation and other activities along with the record-keeping and administration of the Corrections Bureau $14 million annual budget. Williamson County also provides food service and medical, mental and dental care to all incarcerated individuals. Education and religious services are also available to all inmates. In addition, the security of the Williamson County Justice Center Courthouse Annex is administered by bailiffs attached to the Corrections Bureau. Email address, jail@wilco.org-a-draft in composition mode is titled, Most Serious, Reporting Jailhouse Operations Congruence to a Successful Future Time Insurrection of Our Country Government, January 6, 2021 already happened, -KVUE73K subscribers The Williamson County Jail failed its annual inspection after the state found jailers didn't give two inmates proper medical care. Full story, https://www.kvue.com/article/news/will. KVUE is Austin's ABC affiliate station, and has been delivering local news for Central Texans since 1971. Today it is owned by Tegna, Inc., which reaches approximately 1/3 of all television households in America. http://www.kvue.com KVUE73K subscribers The Williamson County Jail failed its annual inspection after the state found jailers didn't give two inmates proper medical care. Full story, https://www.kvue.com/article/news/will. KVUE is Austin's ABC affiliate station, and has been delivering local news for Central Texans since 1971. Today it is owned by Tegna, Inc., which reaches approximately 1/3 of all television households in America. http://www.kvue.com Most serious, this email text being submitted to several lead associations that must take what is introduced here as a very serious matter of maligned county jailhouse operations. I am placing an introduction of this matter to outgoing contacts, name identification bold in red, Williamson County, Texas Jail main email address. jail@wilco.org. I request this email be directed to Lieutenant Wellis Medical, for his interface knowledge of my detainment records, medical records requests, both on electronic kiosk and manual request form processing including the knowing involvements of how and what, gang stalking, as confirmed noteworthy relevance that Dr. Burrow's court competence review, she first had with me confirmed here precognitive of knowledge of the mental health influences of gang stalking and I had non-drug-induced psychosis and not competent for court. I am in need of establishing non-drug-induced psychosis means actually hate, or outside victimization of gang stalking-induced psychosis while also needing to follow up on what is an absolute truth-based report of facility-wide hate motives to silence what must be deducted from my experiences as a jailhouse operations audit as stated several times to several key persons. My goals with this reporting audit is to provide adaptive and permanent solutions to malign trusts collectively and CUMULATIVELY affecting social trust in our greater communities and national social fabric that has been given an understanding by established published social and political science research on the origins of how erosion of trust causes mass shootings and how such published science findings also involve gang stalking. As just described, the erosion of trust is collective and cumulative in the view of what is termed, #socialtrust, or social capital. Once trust slides to a digression scale of total loss of trust, what I call over the horizon, s shadow, trust cannot just be reset. Trust begins at zero only with committed understanding that the resolve of these social issues are vastly our collective fault and generational and moral agency and moral responsibilities to correct these conditions are also collective. Moral responsibility individually moves on to moral agency, according to Computing and Moral Responsibility, Ref. Plato.Stanford.edu, when the harm being done is established. When I was in county jail detainment, I was not aware of these several themed Austin News report. Watch, new Williamson County Sheriff reboots department and reputation, KVUE, on YouTube https://youtube.com/fiduciary8 mentioned, community trust https://www.kvu.com/article/williamson-county/williamson-county-history-injustice-racism-use-of-force-corruptions-269-30ed-20ef-ef-36-4304-8446-4DOOD-8132BF3 Williamson counties. Law and order, reputation has led to years of corruption allegations. Williamson County has long prided itself on being tough on crime. But some feel that reputation has led to some of the controversies the county has faced. Tony Plohetsky, Brittany Eubank play video https://www.kvu.com/video/news/investigation/defender/williamson-counties-law-and-order-reputation-has-led-to-years-of-corruption-allegations-williamson-county-has-long-prided-itself-on-being-tough-on-crime. Witnessing prosecution, a new Williamson County, a focus on integrity, new sheriff in town, Williamson County is tough on crime, is something many Central Texans have heard for decades. The county has long been known as a place with a strict criminal justice system. That reputation has led a lot of people to move to the county, excited to hear it's a safe place to raise a family. But some believe it has also led to the numerous controversies the county has faced in recent history. In the past few years, Williamson County has been in the news for incidents involving use of force by law enforcement, questionable practices within the sheriff's department, and a wrongful conviction that made national headlines. For this KVUE Defenders report, senior reporter Tony Plohetsky spoke to a long-time Williamson County resident about the racial tensions she's felt throughout her life. He asked two lawyers, one a former state representative, about the history of the tough-on-crime narrative affecting prosecutors and court proceedings. And he spoke to District Attorney Sean Dick and newly-elected Sheriff Mike Gleason about what they're doing to better Williamson County moving forward. Twitter, Tony Plohetsky at tplohetsky, investigative reporter at Statesman and at KVUE. 2021 winner, National Murrow Award, U.S. Hillman Prize, Dan Rather Medal, Texas Star Reporter of the Year. Dash in contrast, my experiences of a 2+ month stay as an inmate pulled off an Amtrak train scheduled from San Bernardino, CA to New York City to visit the United Nations to report unveiling life conditions of hate-based persecution as being a targeted individual of gangstalking now placed into research. Mental health research findings is a real condition of hate persecution affecting tens of thousands of persons targeted by a criminal activity known as gangstalking. I am a victim for over 16 years. Dash, my name is James Martin Driscoll. I have had a recent detention, Georgetown Williamson County Jailhouse. My experience is that I need to express our most serious to the degree that what I must report must also be reported to our federal law enforcement oversights of the Department of Justice, FBI, Department of Homeland Security. My current status of legal jeopardy with Texan law was controlled substance possession of a little more than a gram of methamphetamine, making the charges a felony, were erratically and irrationally dismissed after an almost 3 full week unjustified punishment to be rolled into isolating constant suicide watch, CSW, infirmary cell block. Not once was it that I was demonstrating outrageous behavioral issues. Not a single outburst occurrence, and day to day it would be apparent I was being subjugated to an indifference of policy procedures as shift by shift I was speaking out about the maladjusted facility-wide operations environment not adhering to a definition of a law enforcement correctional facility. What I define there as a system-wide jailhouse induction of distrustful activities is a long-termed in operational influential corrupt of trust's hate incubator. Inspections of the jailhouse fire protection codes must be fraudulent to have all of the smoke detectors in cell block infirmary removed from the ceilings of all 24 fully enclosed cells where properly as code required each enclosed space be covered by a fire sprinkler. Fire code requires these missing smoke detectors that in each cell in infirmary on the ceiling replaced by an overpainted metal cover. Most noteworthy also, even as irrational it might seem on your end to conclude future use tampering of the jailhouse specification here, each of these 24 cells observed personally and prospectively observed by engaged betrusted trustee inmate that all 24 cells in infirmary had all enclosed cells, noting medically defined as spec-built needs not being utilized in this manner. Enclosed cells for infectious diseases control and availability of 120-volt electrical supply without a smoke detectors even if just happenstance, this cell block ripe for smoking human flesh not triggering alarms. With the additional intentional modification subject to misalignment of operations is a swap of electronic controlled water flush in cell block C11, Southside, were intentionally replaced and swapped from the original spec jailhouse where of course infirmary cell number 23 considered a padded cell for #level 1# inmates. What was found and obviously scored and cut out from the missing piece of padding on the floor of padded cell infirm number 23 around the water sink toilet utility to spec, I tested it. Unyielding uncontrolled flushing, more than 15 flushes in a row before someone on guard level turned a valve that in cell block C11, there is an electronic controller only allowing 2 flushes than an hour pause. The toilet installed in padded cell could be used to commit suicide by drowning or as described in future applications of this actual setup operating intentionally with unlimited misused water flow with ELECTRIAL supply at 120V in replacement to a non-existent AMP size circuit breakers holding space for malicious purposes is a tortue chamber with smoke filled human flesh on the tortue block smoking with no alarms. Even if just happenstance, playing a most deceitful and devious role after in government takeover insurrection such as real happened January 6, 2021, it is jailhouses set up as hate incubators across the entire nation, in the hands of hate group collective operations treasonous to the possibility what I observed must be taken into accountability, even if just happenstance addressed by upper staff at Williamson County Sheriff and law enforcement and this correction applied across our nation as crime prevention of a national security matter in the reporting classification of terrorism that this report must be taken 1000% serious to warrant an official cross-reporting to my experience in detained status including the personal knowledgeable given notice to several key staff. Booking number 21-192333 inmate, James Martin Driscoll electronic kiosk records should be referenced and if altered original records on server must be restored by smartjailmail.com with the assistance of federal sourced insurrection investigation contact. Smartjailmail, https://www.smartjailmail.com/contact-us.cfm, Dear Smart Jailmail, my name is James Martin Driscoll and first was a recent detainee at the Williamson County, Texas jailhouse in Georgetown. My booking record there is 21-192333. I have experienced a detention stay in jail accompanied by the electronic kiosk interface that I need preserved for possible review by federal law enforcement oversights of the Department of Justice, FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Personally observed and witness not holding anything back or written records into the system including to family mother and my cousin who happens to be a retired FBI agent. What I observed and placed into written records on the kiosk is quite disturbing. I need from you number one to reflect on Williamson County controversial accounts that are placed into news accounts, with Austin, Texas TV reporting which I did not become aware of, until my return home to California. What is most apparent is that the smartjailmail.com kiosks have featured intentionally disabled control key which the mechanics 9F the engineering of the hardware and keyboard for this exact jailhouse environment includes the use of the control key. It was disabled across all location kiosks I attempted dash the malformed installation is jailhouse and most likely countywide. This is a still in draft copy being of an email directed to the main jailhouse email address. This is a violation of Declaration of Human Rights, UN.org, Article 19. This was enacted in late 1940s. The two areas of exact violations of ARTCLE 19, freedom of expression, is everyone, including persons housed in county jail, has this right. Article 19 Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. https://www.un.org/about-us-uni Universal Declaration of Human Rights, intentional maligned installation inactivated control key prevents copy/bast from being system OS Linux utilized in communications thus preventing inmates' rights in communications without interference and to impair information, transfer details of medical request etc. conversations into the transit care of external sourced email parties. All email contents to outside persons have a very large max size but without paste references both ways of information society resources cannot be effectively shared. All outgoing emails must be fully char by char typed. This is not the legal installation setup specifications of your provided service email interface. I need help and oversight admin assistance on how to manage a communications audit of the installations countywide at Williamson County, Texas and beyond nationally. Read email draft to jail at wilco.org, key staff at Williamson County that were provided truth observations provided to federal enforcement. Consult with electronic records for which several of these personnel I did have brief conversations of importance. LT, WHELLIS, Medical, and CO Radke, Female, Guard Ryan, Guard Kennedy, Guard Ortiz and one more key personnel I can't remember his name. I do believe he is the main jailhouse operations supervisor and his main workstation is center floor booking. Contact to Smart Jailmail. I am a former inmate from Williamson County, Texas jailhouse in Georgetown. This jailhouse has smartjailmail.com installed for inmate use. Data record booking ID, 21-192333 James Martin Driscoll Beg, August 18th first court date. September 1st subsequent court date, November 10th padded cell confinement began September 21st released and dismissed charges approximately 3 weeks continuous. Transferred to behavioral health hospitalization status, involuntary medical department electronic record must be preserved. I have some very serious irregularities to report about the smart jailmail kiosk installations and various operational standings or interferences as a calculated communication bias not being placed into legal reference aspects of international and United States laws. You might find a YouTube and general web search addressing prior news accounts of controversy relevant before making inquiry to jailhouse/sheriff's contacts. Watch, New Williamson County Sheriff reboots department and reputation, KVUE, on YouTube, https://youtube.com/fiduciary8mentioned, community trust, https://www.kvu.com/article/news/local/williamson-county/county-history-injustice-racism-use-of-force-corruptions/269-30-ed-20-ef-ef-36-4304-8446-4DOOD-813-2BF3 Law and Order, reputation has led to years of corruption allegations. Williamson County has long prided itself on being tough on crime. But some feel that reputation has led to some of the controversies the county has faced. Tony Plohetsky, Brittany Eubank play video, https://www.kvu.com/video/news/investigation/defender/williamson-counties-law-and-order-reputation-led-to-corruption-official-660-9-15d3b716-77-4faa-4a0caf-438224 And still, what I experienced and observed are serious violations of laws governing communications to the outside world, observed and noted deleted portions of text in submissions to medical requests. This deletion observed and noted to CO Radke. Eventually restored and denied by SGT. Bennett in the written record and what I classify as a single-minded broken record agenda of, psyche eval, agenda of medical staff. These detailed concerns were mentioned to Lieutenant Wheelis, Medical Department Command staff, in the days confined to a padded cell for going on an obviously abusive and punitive duration of 3 weeks. Additionally, my inquiry here is preclusively composed to understand the data service records of your smart jailmail interface, modifications to records as a cover-up by key law enforcement county sheriff personnel and most likely involvements of reports of serious jailhouse malaligned operations to federal legal enforcement agencies to include the Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Department of Homeland Security, the American Civil Liberties Union, the United Nations SPECFICALLY, enableatun.org, which I have been directing a story of hate persecution for about 5 years prior. Of course, this contact form here to Smart Jailmail is strictly an introduction and I welcome further follow-up discussions. Eventually, my efforts here are to address several issues without compromise that the operations of Williamson County, Texas is not being administered as illegal operations of a correctional facility but an intentional malignant operation which I describe as an long-term cultural affect of an imposed county governmental funded scheme as a government-sponsored and funded hate incubator. Involved in this assessment is modified assigned jail cells in the section cell block known as infirmary. Cells are fully enclosed single human occupancy assuming infectious disease control. However, my experience and truthful observations and what occurred to get me punitively placed into a padded cell for 3 weeks. This cell not made like the others. Other cell configurations in infirmary include cells with full use showers. A padded cell implies that medically, I was a constant danger to self-injury. Which is not, was not, and never was true that my detainment stay was in a suicidal emotional stance. But the configuration of my cell and the attempts at psychological manipulations incurred from my August 18th first day detainment must be marked for a full analyzed understanding why I describe this jailhouse as a hate incubator. T in pod S to the reasons I requested bunk reassignment after a heart-to-heart 4 a.m. upset conversation with CO Radke. It was later under guard Matthews and an email on record that I composed to my cousin, former retired FBI agent, John Michael Talbot, that I was making note to guard Matthews that he was welcome to read the correspondence and to share to the other staff. At this point, a huge number of the men held in Pod S turned hate on me. What needs to be assembled perhaps to the review of happenstance why and what exactly happened leading to me being placed into a padded cell just to keep me apart and isolating to shut out and shut me up about what eventually came full circle to define a jailhouse corrections facility maligned of that operational effect and actually a well-established interpersonal codependency of interactivity between two divisive cultures being allowed to maintain the division of hate-biased cultural identity or aligned purpose of about 20% guards who are on the side of hate. Denoting and demonstrating uncaring 15 minutes watch rounds electronically assisted station by station checks and the rest knowing what is going on. Of course, station to station have timed normals benchmarked into the electronic spec system. Maximum timeouts mean too much talking, gabbing, and of course incentives a rationally applied caring concern curve to check in and perform the duty of guard watch rounds including taking individual photos of those on the suicide watch list. More to the point of needing access to the written account placed into the use of the smart jailmail kiosk access to medical related requests. In my full account written record detention, on written communications to medical staff, from the beginning I claimed that I wanted to remain on the suicide watch list until a certain specific topic of mental health relevant research finding publications found at the National Institutes of Health, NI.gov, were instrumentality placed into foundational, mental health relevance, understanding and use in my need to address what is criminal activity that I am being subjected to on at least a weekly basis in my life unstoppable and unaddressable by my hometown police. This has been mentally abusive in my life involved for over 16 years. what I described to medical department regarding my need to retain suicide watch status inside jail until this matter of gang stalking is officially acknowledged had as actual truth, defining the online accounts of narratives posting across the internet affixed to the cultural identity of gang stalking and targeted individuals. So retaining suicide watch list status shows a declination of time carrying missteps by station to station check-in where the minimum time specs must be out of whack to facilitate guard watch tasks. It becomes apparent which guards are being real to the care and cause of their tasks and which guards don't give a flying fuck, and apparently these rules of engagement of hate culture affects the whole trustee status inmates population more than one may not be aware of. As a matter of principles, being subjected to hate, harassment, and general taunting, the electronic device the guards carry produces a very identifiable sound and alerts the aligned to this hate culture population the guard is coming. Depending on who is where, 20% of the guards with this unimpeded effect embedded in the interpersonal involvements can choose to look the other way when activity of the striped clothed trustees might be harassing, engaged, producing and hate incubator floundered out of and way abused trust quotient between inmates. Psychological manipulations is the result. What I can only truthfully define as intentional modification to jailhouse operational structure changes. Not trivialized but analyzed. The role of a peace builder WHO going in has knowledgeable applications of these considerations, and WHO I am also the owner of an informational theory information society networking interface known as a trust building and binding network. The jailhouse deviations from the original built operations of the direct supervision facility originally opened in 2003 has consequences that I at the time of my 2-month separation from the outside informational society web did not include the news accounts and relevance discovery also affixed to this disclosure inquiry. I have moral agency to understand the process pinning of hate culture still in full sustained operation, apparently not given full accurate address to attenuate the abuse. The intentional maligned installations of operations equipment includes the smartjailmail.com kiosk application your agency outsourced provides in the electronic records interface. Jailhouse physical address, 306 W 4th Street, info from their website. I am building a directed to named individuals list of associated responsibilities which must also assign and reference smartjailmail. Please respond inclusive of this need to this contact form inquiry. Other assignments of maligned operations under jailhouse observed and subjected to you command staff victim assistance community liaison contact Williamson County Sheriff's Office Williamson County, Texas 508S Rock Street Georgetown, TX 78626 phone, 512-943-1300 non-emergency, 512-864-8282 fax, 512-943-1444 Mike Gleason Sheriff Williamson County, Texas Corrections Division The Williamson County Sheriff's Office Corrections Bureau Chief and Commanders are responsible for maintaining a jail system that houses a daily population of approximately 650 inmates. The county-owned and operated facility in Georgetown handles all the intakes and releases of approximately 14,000 people a year that are arrested within Williamson County. A new direct supervision facility was opened in late 2003. Initially, with this expansion, the county jail has bed space for 768 inmates with a plan in place for a future expansion that will make the completed capacity of the Williamson County Jail 1,544 beds. The current jail staff of 284 officers and civilian personnel provides 24-hour-a-day security for the jail and performs many other tasks. These tasks include the transportation of inmates to and from court, the pick-up of inmates from other counties and states, supervision of inmate recreation, visitation and other activities along with the record-keeping and administration of the Corrections Bureau $14 million annual budget. Williamson County also provides food service and medical, mental and dental care to all incarcerated individuals. Education and religious services are also available to all inmates. In addition, the security of the Williamson County Justice Center Courthouse Annex is administered by bailiffs attached to the Corrections Bureau. Email address, jail@wilco.org-a-draft in composition mode is titled, Most Serious, Reporting Jailhouse Operations Congruence to a Successful Future Time Insurrection of Our Country Government, January 6, 2021 already happened, -KVUE 73K subscribers The Williamson County Jail failed its annual inspection after the state found jailers didn't give two inmates proper medical care. Full story, https://www.kvu.com/article/news/will. KVUE is Austin's ABC affiliate station, and has been delivering local news for Central Texans since 1971. Today it is owned by Tegna, Inc., which reaches approximately 1/3 of all television households in America. http://www.kvu.com/73k subscribers The Williamson County Jail failed its annual inspection after the state found jailers didn't give two inmates proper medical care. Full story, https://www.kvu.com/article/news/will. KVUE is Austin's ABC affiliate station, and has been delivering local news for Central Texans since 1971. Today it is owned by Tegna, Inc., which reaches approximately 1/3 of all television households in America. http://www.kvu.com's Most Serious, this email text being submitted to several lead associations that must take what is introduced here as a very serious matter of maligned county jailhouse operations. I am placing an introduction of this matter to outgoing contacts. Name identification bold in red, Williamson County, Texas jail main email address. jail@wilco.org. #. I request this email be directed to Lieutenant Wellis Medical, for his interface knowledge of my detainment records, medical records requests, both on electronic kiosk and manual request form processing, including the knowing involvements of how and what, gang stalking, as confirmed noteworthy relevance that Dr. Burrow's court competence review, she first had with me confirmed here precognitive of knowledge of the mental health influences of gang stalking and I had non-drug-induced psychosis and not competent for court. I am in need of establishing non-drug-induced psychosis means actually hate, or outside victimization of gang-stalking-induced psychosis while also needing to follow up on what is an absolute truth-based report of facility-wide hate motives to silence what must be deducted from my experiences as a jailhouse operations audit as stated several times to several key persons. My goals with this reporting audit is to provide adaptive and permanent solutions to malign trusts collectively and CUMLATIVELY affecting social trust in our greater communities and national social fabric that has been given an understanding by established published social and political science research on the origins of how erosion of trust causes mass shootings and how such published science findings also involve gang stalking. As just described, the erosion of trust is collective and cumulative in the view of what is termed #socialtrust, or social capital. Once trust slides to a digression scale of total loss of trust, what I call over the horizon, S shadow, trust can not just be reset. Trust begins at zero only with committed understanding that the resolve of these social issues are vastly our collective fault and generational and moral agency and moral responsibilities to correct these conditions are also collective. Moral responsibility individually moves onto moral agency, according to computing and moral responsibility, ref, plato.stanford.edu, when the harm being done is established. When I was in county jail detainment, I was not aware of these several themed Austin News report. Watch, new Williamson County Sheriff reboots department and reputation, KVUE, on YouTube https://youtube. /fiduciary mentioned, community trust https://www.kvu.com/article/williamson-county/williamson-county-history-injustice-racism-use-of-force-corruption/269-30ed20ef-ef36-4304-8446-4DOOD-8132BF3 Williamson counties, law and order, reputation has led to years of corruption allegations. Williamson County has long prided itself on being tough on crime. But some feel that reputation has led to some of the controversies the county has faced. Tony Plohetsky, Brittany Eubank play video https://www.kvu.com/video/news/investigation/defender/williamson-counties-law-and-order-reputation-has-led-to-corruption-officials-say/269-15d3b716-4faa-4f-4a0caf438224. JW Source equals CL, -8 months ago reporting. Witnessing prosecution a new Williamson County a focus on integrity new sheriff in town, Williamson County is tough on crime, is something many Central Texans have heard for decades. The county has long been known as a place with a strict criminal justice system. That reputation has led a lot of people to move to the county, excited to hear it's a safe place to raise a family. But some believe it has also led to the numerous controversies the county has faced in recent history. In the past few years, Williamson County has been in the news for incidents involving use of force by law enforcement, questionable practices within the sheriff's department and a wrongful conviction that made national headlines. For this KVUE Defenders Report, senior reporter Tony Plohetsky spoke to a long-time Williamson County resident about the racial tensions she's felt throughout her life. He asked two lawyers, one a former state representative, about the history of the tough-on-crime narrative affecting prosecutors and court proceedings. And he spoke to District Attorney Sean Dick and newly-elected Sheriff Mike Gleason about what they're doing to better Williamson County moving forward. Twitter, Tony Plohetsky at tplohetsky, investigative reporter at Statesman and at KVUE. 2021 winner, National Murrow Award, U.S. Hillman Prize, Dan Rather Medal, Texas Star Reporter of the Year. In contrast, my experiences of a 2+ month stay as an inmate pulled off an Amtrak train scheduled from San Bernardino, CA to New York City to visit the United Nations to report unveiling life conditions of hate-based persecution as being a targeted individual of gangstalking now placed into research. Mental health research findings is a real condition of hate persecution affecting tens of thousands of persons targeted by a criminal activity known as gangstalking. I am a victim for over 16 years. My name is James Martin Driscoll. I have had a recent detention Georgetown Williamson County Jailhouse. My experience is that I need to express our most serious to the degree that what I must report must also be reported to our federal law enforcement oversights of the Department of Justice, FBI, Department of Homeland Security. My current status of legal jeopardy with Texan law was controlled substance possession of a little more than a gram of methamphetamine making the charges a felony were erratically and irrationally dismissed after an almost 3 full-week unjustified punishment to be rolled into isolating constant suicide watch CSW infirmary cell block. Not once was it that I was demonstrating outrageous behavioral issues. not a single outburst occurrence, and day to day it would be apparent I was being subjugated to an indifference of policy procedures as shift by shift I was speaking out about the maladjusted facility-wide operations environment not adhering to a definition of a law enforcement correctional facility. What I define there is a system-wide jailhouse induction of distrustful activities as a long-termed in operational influential corrupt of trust's hate incubator. Inspections of the jailhouse fire protection codes must be fraudulent to have all of the smoke detectors in cell block infirmary removed from the ceilings of all 24 fully enclosed cells where properly as code required each enclosed space be covered by a fire sprinkler. Fire code requires these missing smoke detectors that in each cell in infirmary on the ceiling replaced by an over-painted metal cover. Most noteworthy also. Even as irrational it might seem on your end to conclude future use tampering of the jailhouse specification here, each of these 24 cells observed personally and prospectively observed by engaged betrusted trustee inmate that all 24 cells in infirmary had all enclosed cells, noting medically defined as spec build needs not being utilized in this manner. Enclosed cells for infectious diseases control and availability of 120-volt electrical supply without a smoke detectors even if just happenstance, this cell block right for smoking human flesh not triggering alarms. With the additional intentional modification subject to misalignment of operations is a swap of electronic controlled water flush in cell block C11, south side, were intentionally replaced and swapped from the original spec jailhouse where of course infirmary cell number 23 considered a padded cell for #level 1# inmates. What was found and obviously scored and cut out from the missing piece of padding on the floor of padded cell infirm number 23 around the water sink toilet utility to spec, I tested it. Unyielding uncontrolled flushing, more than 15 flushes in a row before someone on guard level turned a valve that in cell block C11, there is an electronic controller only allowing 2 flushes then an hour pause. The toilet installed in padded cell could be used to commit suicide by drowning or as described in future applications of this actual setup operating intentionally with unlimited misused water flow with ELECTRIAL supply at 120V in replacement to a non-existent AMP size circuit breakers holding space for malicious purposes as a tortue chamber with smoke filled human flesh on the tortue block smoking with no alarms.